This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
What's going on? This is DJ Mr. Thing, and you're checking out Sarah Love and My Stiggy on a FUBAR hip hop show.
Understand, I paint these pictures cause I'm living like it. When I spit it, makes you feel like you got hit with lightning. I showed up with the whole shipment when my script was biting. Before 20, they put my name in a big indictment. My plug indecisive, same work, different price. That about Baby Ben's logo on a windshield wiper. And I got two possession charges for a pistol license. Lead trappers running out they building when I get the indictment. With money, coppin' blue ice. I just spent brick money, booking jet blue flights. New white Christian Louis with the blue spikes. Maserati Levante with the blue lights, Duffel in my trunk, bad on a wheelbarrow. My dog came with 50 large to my bill herring. The pop bust in 2010 and I can still hear it. I love my mom, but that hard was my real parents. Let's go, who run the city the most? I let this 50 yards dip for this bitch with smoke. I rim my chips up so I can just pick up your hoe. I get my dick sucked, then I convince her to go. It's me, fully loaded ratchet, I'm a pistol squeezer. I take off my jacket, see this big ol' Nino. With my bitch jumping out of traffic in a little Beamer. Got the ops names tatted on my trigger finger.
Ayo, breaks in a Louis V duffel masterpiece collection. Ayo, y'all Michelle shit his ass to me direction. Ayo, the niggas that you idolize, I'm least impressed with. Ayo, got your bitch on the bus looking like she pregnant. Peru flake got me Dior home, low top, rose crop. 13 games with the nose chop, stone top. My shooter come over, slip out the whole block. Hand me 5 locks, load up the whole side. Had to spend 60 in the shoe, 23 and 1, 500 burpees, all I knew. First day, anyway I go, nigga, who is who? Get my gun ready, filled up my locker, and I'm boom. Turkey logs in my fried rice, skip my spot at the microwave. You gon' die tonight. 055 nigga. Rest in peace, scoop free, slide nigga.
Machine, they act like they forgot. I'm about to hit them with that fatal shot. I leave them laying in a vacant lot. Try to take my chain, you just gon' take a shot. I take a block and whip the shit, I scrape the pot. More shooters on my team than what the Lakers got. Zero games, make the stop. I throw trips, take the spot. I'm on top, you ain't gon' take my spot. I bet all this paper in this mason box. You better have something to fire with you. I fire missiles when you bleeding like a lion bitch. Fuck you and them niggas riding with you. I'm here to terrorize the game. 4-5 on me, I'm Spider Mitchell. I don't tuck my necklace, I'ma leave it out. You said you better than me, but you broke. That shit don't even out. My young boys eating like they never seen a drought. In my trap, everybody weighing like it's Keenan out. They say my shit is album of the year and it ain't even out. And yet I'm still the one you seem to doubt. Out in Cali, I brought the demon out. Riding through Calabasas, took the scenic route. Bag on the back seat in case I need a house. With a bitch that keeps trying to pull my penis out. I live a hell of a life. I'm impelling a knife inside a competitor just to sever and slice. I'm stepping from the strife. I'm better than nice. I want your necklace or your life, and I ain't telling you twice. Look, I came a long way from measuring white. I got right, flooded the sky, dweller bezel with ice. My man shot a nigga daughter by mistake. He took a call to ask him why he copped out. He said that's better than life. I feel you, nigga.
Shame.
West Side Gun.
Oh boy.
Brutus featuring Benny and Conway, produced by Pete Rock. And that's taken from the second studio album, Supreme Bliantel, a.k.a. Chris Benoit, a.k.a. God is the Greatest, featuring Rock Marciano on that album as well, Anderson .Paak, Busta Rhymes, Jada Kiss. He's got beats from Ninth Wonder, Alchemist. I mean, on paper, that's sounding bananas already. And the music is dope too. I know a lot of people have said that's been one of their favourite releases this year. There's been a lot of good releases this year.
There's a lot, and there's still more to come.
I know, it's only September, my favourite month of the year.
Why is it your favourite month of the year?
Well, we need a whole show for me to break that down. But no, first of all, because you get the most amazing.
Funny you say that. We do have a whole show here. Guess what we just started?
No, but first of all, because you have the most amazing sunsets in September, because the angle of the earth is just right, so then the sun is very low in the sky. Oh. Haven't you noticed you have these incredible skies in September?
Is that the same for the moon then as well? Would the moon be, because I look kind of low.
What, sunsets
the other day.
On the moon? Oh, no, the moon will be following its own lunar cycle, yeah, which is different to the...
So is that anywhere in the world then? Anywhere in the world? Well, or is that just
no, like the northern hemisphere, because like southern hemisphere, now they're coming into their summer, aren't they? So we're like switching over seasons and everything. But sorry, don't mean to digress too much on this show. Oh, also, September is official International Earth, Wind and Fire Month, of course.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because so do you remember the 21st night of September?
I can't get, you know what I mean? You're trying to hit them notes, boy.
That's going to be your karaoke number now. I'm going to get you on some Earth, Wind & Fire karaoke.
So what happens then during this month? Do we just like...
We just like celebrate one of the illest pop groups of all time ever to bring it, with some of the dopest songwriting, performers, incredible musicianship, hits galore. I mean, come on. But September, Earth, Wind & Fire, what a major song. Oh, big chin. See, their catalogue is just bananas.
I couldn't hit that next note there, boy. I fucked up. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, though,
we'll
guess
get
where you are.
Next week.
You're right here with us on Fubar Radio. It's time for the hip-hop show, bitches and bitchettes. You know we don't discriminate. And, of course, we got to give a shout-out to the one and only man like...
Yeah,
Boldsworth, you hear me?
Yes, he's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours here on FUBAR with dope guests as well. I was hoping we were going to get some Wes Drayton shout outs this week.
Yeah?
But yeah, it didn't happen. Nah. That needs a whole show dedicated. If you don't know what we're talking about, you better listen back to the show. So hit up the website and you can catch all past FUBAR episodes there, including this show last week where we spoke to Ras Beats about his new release, Kate Scanlon about the incredible charity work she's doing in Rwanda. The open mic was really a dope session. So rewind, selector, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. But today, we're back. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, and it's a beautiful Monday. You know what I mean?
It is. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, everyone thought the sun was disappearing. Long John's came back out. Man was turning back on the timer for the heater. You know what I mean? Bringing out the curtains. You know you got to bring out the winter quilt. All of
I
that.
Did.
Yeah, you fucked up.
I did.
I did that shit. Sarah, I woke up this morning drenched. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I've been jogging or something like that. I've been sleeping, sweating like a dickhead. And then I realized, like, this quilt, I brought it out too early, boy. The winter quilt.
But then
see
it's
what
like,
winter
woo!
Guilt does.
Yeah. But now we're like extended summer. You've got to make the most of all of these beautiful days, September days, while we have them.
Mm-hmm.
And what a perfect way to start your week with myself and Mice. Coming up, we're going to be joined in the studio by a lady I have mucho respeto for.
Mucho respeto.
I'm not sure if that's entirely accurate Spanish. Spanglish.
I think it's there.
Yeah? Mucho respeto?
Sí, sí, sí.
Respeto.
Sí.
Yeah, sí.
Respeto. You probably have to say it like that.
Okay.
Mucho respeto.
Yeah.
After midnight, you don't know why, but okay. I've got a Cuban friend. That's after he drinks, I can't. He's like, hey, mate, you know what you think? I'm like, bruv. After half an hour, I'm like, bruv, I don't know what you said, but it just sounds cool anyway.
See.
Yeah. Like, see? Hey, after midnight, you don't know why, but yeah, go there, you know? I'm dying. I'm dying like you know? I'm like, bruv, at least put an S in there or something that I can...
Give me a clue. But Lyric L is going to be joining us in the studio, telling us all about her dope new album. It's really fresh. We're also going to be talking to Desert Eagle. Really looking forward to hear about that. We've had Desert Eagle on the show before, but that was, but now he has a release to tell us about.
Yeah, man.
Plus another massive open mic on the way for you. And we'd love to hear from you guys, because this show is truly about all of you. And what a wonderful day it is to be alive. So we should rejoice in that. So hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. You can email us, get us on the Twitter @foobarradio. You can reach me @DJ Sarah Love.
Reach me @MyStiggy. Follow me as well, you mother lovers.
Yeah, and coming up next, lots of dope things have been going on in this last week to tell you about too. But let's hit you with some brand new music, fresh out the UK. This is Pitch 92.
On the cards, gypsies reading my palms, Christians deep in the Psalms. Oh Lord, this shit's so hard. Your man used to work with his hands, now he's picking up arms. Get you more than a slap on the wrist, that's the risk. You ain't the star type, that's an asterisk. I'm more like Hunter S on the acid trip. I got your number, yes, I'm sinking your battleship. Get to paddling, you spit a dart, I spit a javelin. It's the Holy Spirit that I'm channeling, you're challenging the chaplain. I'm always changing and adapting, now I'm at the table with the captain. Salt beef bagel in the napkin, make a chap sing like Nat King when she does that thing. Lauren Hill with a face on a dollar bill, body built out of solid steel. I take my place where the scholars chill. Until then, a classic case of if I don't do it, nobody will. Not stopping still, just reached John a Grove saying had a proper meal since Forest Hill. The hunger's real, this is not a game, but still I find I'm running through a maze like the Mockingjay. And I'm amazed here, you Mockingjay, they hanging off my every word, don't give a fuck what you got to say.
With all these eyes stacked up against you, what game you trying to play? With lust in space, don't watch no face that won't give me the time of day. Watch this space, it's a basket case, the survey says I'm insane. Awaken, our madness, yo, yo. Dreaming away. Yo. What's on the cards? The challenge, look beyond the mirage. The fan balance, the song and the dance. Perform well, adapt to the storm well. Cause now every day is like a passage from Orwell. It's Devin in a signal phase. Every day is like a crystal maze. Chasing shiny paper for prizes with a blissful face. But it's all for fun. Yo, it's one for all, but it's very rarely all for one. You want the proper shit? The 20facts.com shit. Life from the land of fools' promises. The sky that was taught to honor shit and never follow it. The truth isn't so hard to swallow shit. Free as the swallow lives. That idea is yours till they borrow it. We dwell in the realm of the art where tomorrow lives. Thought becomes flesh. Words manifest from the same essence that gave the first man his test. With all these odds stacked up against you, what game you trying to play? With lust in space, don't watch no face that won't give me the time of day. Watch this space, it's a basket case, the survey says I'm insane. Awaken our madness, still dreaming away.
Finally, the best drop ever. You have never heard a drop like this drop. This is a world premiere, premiere, premiere. Yo, what's good? Sir William Brimstone up in here, Jest, with the family. Fubar Radio, Mas Diggy, DJ Sarah Love. It's the hip hop show. Keep it locked in. Peace.
That cut, Lost in Space, featuring Jest and Confucius MC. Check out the brand new official video for that as well. It's the title track off Pitch 92's debut solo release. The EP also has Verb T on there, KSR out of Manchester, Ashley Henry, and it's out now on High Focus. Available on limited edition 12 vinyl as part of a deluxe T-shirt bundle.
God damn, Segway Sarah just came in the house, and guess who had to join her? Midway Mice. So midway through the session. I mean, you can tell I'll be practicing in it. Damn, it took me 6 months to catch up.
Got to practice in Sarah. The mirror, though, as well, with the Ooh. Finger points yeah. in the mirror. Oh, yeah.
And
Let's
the bling,
do
you know,
this.
The light's got to get you in the right place. It goes ding on the teeth when you smile in it.
I think we could do a whole episode like that. But yeah, good to hear good new UK music.
Yeah,
and so
boy.
Many good things going on in the world, you know. And I think so much of our attitude towards the world matters. You know, there's no amount of guilty feeling that is ever going to change the past. And all that matters is what we do today. And we can all just try our hardest to be the best that we can be. And that's why we have to send out a very special...
Big up!
First of all... To Stormzy.
Sir Stormzy. Soon it's going to be
Sorry.
Sir Stormzy. Is
Blatant.
It Sir Stormzy yet? It's not. It might as well
no,
be.
No, I think
though,
there's a
he's...
few stepping stones to that, isn't there, first? Because what Wiley got his
there's
badge.
A few more rituals he's got to go through. That
yeah, Illuminati
imply
ritual.
There.
No, because what? You've got to get like a badge first and stuff. I don't know. I don't
but
know.
You got to ask for it three times and they tell you no, and then on the fourth time.
Yeah, in the mirror in the dark with a candle lit. No. But no, Stormzy, man. Big him up.
Big him up, for real, boy.
Why are you saying big him up?
Well, I mean, you know, to do what he's done, this whole, he's basically unveiled, like, this Cambridge scholarship business.
Yeah, so basically he's going to fund two black students to go to the University of Cambridge. And this is all part of the Stormzy Scholarship, which will pay the tuition fees and provide a maintenance grant for up to 4 years of an undergraduate course. And it's going to fund two students this year and two in 2019. So I'm assuming that that's probably about 40 grand for each student. That's
wow.
my rough estimate of what it costs
boy,
to do an undergraduate.
Boy. Yeah, it is. And, tax man, you look like I've been paying for this 40 G's like each, bro.
These are expenses.
Yeah.
But Cambridge University, they've been criticised, and Oxford actually, for not admitting many pupils from black, Asian and minority ethnic backgrounds.
So would that mean that they've been turning down?
Well, it was all kind of a bit shady because it was after the Financial Times found that some Cambridge colleges didn't take in any black students from 2012 to 2016.
And had they proved that some had applied, though? Because, you know, it's like you don't want to turn it into something it isn't. It's like if none applied...
No, well, that's not the case.
Okay.
Yeah, so after this investigation, you're seeing that, you know, when you look at the people who are applying, the people who actually get in is not a fair representation of the people
wow.
who are applying. And then you have people like, what, Boris Johnson, where I think when he had issues getting into, I can't remember if it's Oxford or Cambridge, but then I think his dad knew someone and gave him a little backhander and stuff. So there's accusations in these institutions of it having, like, this generational, you know, hookups that are going on kind of thing. And so the university says that it admitted 58 black students on undergraduate courses in 2017. And in June, they asked for help from schools and parents to increase the number of black British students it enrolls. So that's nice. And they say, Stormzy said, we're going to have young black students who are academically brilliant and smashing it. And they should just have the opportunity to walk into a university like Cambridge. To be eligible for this year's Stormzy Scholarship, applicants must be of black ethnicity and have an offer to study at Cambridge.
He's trying to get KKK on his case,
boy. In it!
Someone's going to be angry. What do you mean? So why does it only have to be black?
In it.
Wow.
But yeah, so I mean, when you actually look at investigations into this and the demographics, there is clearly, like, it's the institutional racism that's happening in these places.
So when did this investigation get reported? When was the report?
This was, like, a few months ago. Yeah, so just earlier this year, it was a big story in the news about how it's like, hold on, why is there such few representation of non-white, generationally wealthy people who get accepted, that's the word I'm looking for. So it sounds great, doesn't it? And 80 grand in 1 year for two students, I'm guessing, is the amount, I think, obviously,
estimated,
that's loads
allegedly.
Of... Allegedly.
Yeah, we don't want to put them figures out there and then people I get done for, you know what I mean, slander or
whatever. That's just my estimation of what it costs to do an undergraduate degree, which is outrageous. Like, when you look at countries like Sweden, where, you know, you don't pay to go to university there, I think in Germany you don't pay to go to university as well.
But is it?
I think so, yeah. But it just makes sense, because if we want to grow the economy in the future, we need to create an empowered, skilled, young workforce. You know,
yeah,
people.
But they only want them all to be white. So, you know what I mean? They don't want that takeover happening.
Basically, but, you know, now you've just got a scramble going between the EU, America and China of new investment into Africa, because obviously they know Africa is the future. This is where you have the growing population in the world who are going to create the next generation of engineers and powerful politicians and things. So they want to get in there early.
It's where the past came from and where the future will end up.
Pow!
In your face.
Bam!
Like it or not. Sun going to get hotter.
But I think it would be I think we do also need to address these things at a root cause, like to help create a situation in our society as a whole that's going to empower more, you know, underprivileged people to have access to these things, not just two students a year sort of thing. But
yeah, because
I still
I'm looking
think
at,
it's great.
There's this picture, you know what I mean, of it's of Stormzy, and he's with what? How many? Six? He's like with about 12. They look like they're maybe students, 12 or 13 different students. There's going to be some beef because only two of them are actually going to get this shit. The other two got to wait till next year. They're all smiling in this picture.
Because they met Stormzy.
Yeah. And they think they might be the ones. Or the two, I should say.
But little did
you know. Yeah. You know what I mean? So and what I love about this as well, because I was checking just to see, because it's like, right, is he really going to do that for the rest of his life type thing? But no, he started, this is an initiative that he started. And so hopefully he's looking for investors to get involved as well. And, you know, because I'm like, man, how can this guy, he's only blown up in the last few years. Look how much he's doing to try and make a change. With all these artists that have been big for how long, made all their money, flew out there, flew here, but they've never really, you know, done things like this.
And that's why we need people who are well-informed, who can look into the issue at the root cause. Because obviously this is fantastic for these four students enrolled this year and next year.
Yeah.
But we need to look at how do we make society changes across the board in the community and make opportunity, because these two poor cats are gonna, you know, every people with degree, the statistics show anyone with a degree earns more than someone without a degree. Like, you will go on to earn a higher salary than someone without a degree. Like, that's just the facts of the matter. So we need
depending on what you do, but you know what I mean.
Well, on the whole, but you know, so we need to create a situation that is going to make a lot of young people get put off from enrolling to university because they just say, I can't afford it, or I don't want to be in debt. On average, I think the students leave university with 50 grand debt. You know, so a lot of people say, I can't afford
got a degree,
to do
though.
That. Yeah, but then how long does it take you to pay off this debt?
Exactly.
And
but that's
Brexit.
The thing, you know, the argument is, you know, you got a degree. I know so many people with a degree that they don't even use. They're working in some other type of job. And they're like, yeah, but it helped me understand this a bit better and so. So in that sense, it works, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters if you're not necessarily working in the area that you're... Because I think the main and most important thing is you enjoy whatever it is you're studying.
I would
be interested in doing another degree, like, in, you know, just out of my own curiosity. But it's so damn expensive, so that's why I'm going to need to, like, get my German passport hooked up so then I can... #Brexit.
Out there, who want to get married quickly.
Yeah, but you know, so we had to send a big up to Stormzy. And also this weekend, High Focus took over Fabric for the first ever time.
Boy.
How was it, Mice?
It was wicked, man. It was real. I'll tell you what was crazy was backstage. You know what I mean? It was just nuts. It was so packed. Like, I got in there when it was, you know, it wasn't too packed. But then,
Wasn't too packed.
No, it wasn't too packed. It wasn't Biggie. Wasn't Ice Cube. Yeah, get it? The hip hop show. We'll be here all night, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was like, I think, so I went there to perform with Pitch 92. I got a track with him, he's produced, sorry, with Verb T and Kashmir. And so we thought, yeah, it was like, we were all there. So then he was like, yo, why don't we do the track? I was like, yeah, man. So we went and performed. I watched this set as well. And then when I came back, it was like more people there. Jam Baxter, Dyke, you know, Dirty Dyke. Not a whole bunch of thespians.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Leaf Dog comes through.
Little Owls.
BVA. You know, Verb T obviously was already there. Jest was there. Oh, man. So many different people,
Molotov.
You know, Ill Informed.
Sammy B-Side.
Yeah. All the net. So it was just, and I was just looking around like, wow, this is what UK hip hop is now. Look at this, man. Powerful.
Aww.
Backstage in Fabric. You got to remember
people.
Give us
those backstage stories,
yo,
guys.
No, that's as much as you lot. Again, I'm just telling you like what it looked like. You know, from me seeing it, it just felt like, wow, we've really come a long way. Fabric, we used to, you know, a few of us would get to perform there. Only a chosen few would get like a regular spot. You remember when it was like, right?
I like that little.
No. Well, look,
jump it down, wise, yeah.
I'm not even on about the Kung Fu thing. I think after Kung Fu, it felt like it changed a bit, where it's only a select few from the sort of UK hip hop scene will be performing there on rotation throughout the year.
Yeah.
Maybe like four or five different. Do you know what I mean? And that's not their fault. I think it's just Fabric not really being clued up
having
on who
clue.
Else.
Yeah.
But so to see this, that now they've got, I believe it's a residency, I'm not sure, but, you know, they've got a spot where they'll be able to put on a high focus, you know, extravaganza.
Cool.
Do you know what I mean? From like 11 o'clock, I guess showtime starts from 10, 11, and goes on till like 6. Is it 4 or 5 or 6 or something like that?
I can't believe these young people raving times these days.
What are you talking about? It's always been like that.
Fabric. I know, but it's because I'm a lot older than I was, Mice.
Ah.
When I was raving
it
up.
Can you
in
not
fabric.
Handle it? You can't handle
till 6
in the morning.
Of course I can handle it.
Yeah, so why? What are you talking about? You're doing that English thing where people just want to moan about shit they ain't really got to moan about.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, but I also wanted to send
proud you are of it.
A special big up to High Focus and to Ocean Wisdom, who is a High Focus artist, of course, and for providing the music for the brand new official FIFA 19 advert.
Ooh.
Which I think that's like a big deal, FIFA, isn't it?
Yeah,
what is that?
Massive.
Football International Footy Association.
Yeah, totally, man. Yeah,
don't like, you remember our World Cup rundowns?
Yeah. Totally, man.
But no, man.
Yeah.
Last week, Cristiano Ronaldo even tweeted the advert that uses the track produced by Pete Cannon, Don, from the Ocean Wisdom album. But imagine, that's like 5 billion people.
That's massive.
Saw that just from his tweet or something. And that track was first released in January this year. Also,
we played it as well.
Of course.
So we told him that.
And Don, that track, and Ocean's Tom and Jerry, which is produced by Leaf Dog, is also both on the official FIFA 19 soundtrack. And they're both from the 2018 album Wizbuild, which entered the UK Top 40 charts. So happy for you guys. Keep putting that hard work in, you know, because it's clearly paying off. We have guests galore on the way for you, but you know we had to drop you some of that Ocean Wisdom music. So here we go. This is how FIFA 19 sounds.
Yeah. Aye. Look. Heavy set, that's an everyday vibe. Feel blessed, want pets to make rhymes. Skeptical man, invest in a time. Neglecting our skills, the better they like. Them man setting traps on those lines. The truth that they sober, show that they find. So they be too wavy, focus and drive. It's something they don't have up in their mind. Allow me with your A-class, I'm not a crackhead. Man trying to see a haze plant. Quick tits like OT, trying to get my grade on. Hot knock, he's moan on. Why you always hate on, saying it's a week nine. When I ask the bang bang, and it's got man yawning, scan on the M-way. I'm involved with the big mans, can't chat to a little man. Swim on a Segway, man, yeah, I'm down a subway. Can't chat to a big man, chat to a sensei. Can't chat to a dondo, me amo a boss man. No comprende, oh no lo siento. My bae in the back of Bende. That's what she said, she was giving me head like Jesus. Death to the lips of another gal dem, cause she do it like she got no teeth left. Man got the iPod, no genius. Don't piss me off, just leave it. Man tryna mock it, look at the Egypt. Playing his bitch, unite man, I feel it. Beat from the cannon, beat
about 10 quid. Time root where I'm on a vibe right now. So I remix the key to a five right now. So I'm getting me to the act right now. I'm up a pipe right down, I get lick with a lead pipe. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi as some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you're into. So don't be just caught in man dumb. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi as some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you're into. So don't be just caught in man dumb. Fast, killing myself, killing MC before I finish my meal. Seen him on stage, he was killing himself. So I did a crep check, I saw minimal shells. When I spray though, it's like rat a tat tat. Them man can't rap raps without their backpack. So your Manchester, yeah, sit on tap. But I saw your Western, you took a Mackies and that. You got the patty for pack. Why are you chatting this man? Why you're strapped, you're banging, you're clapping, you tap. Just checking, I get it, you twat. I got a bat for a crack. I got a knee for a knee. Eye for an eye, slip for a cheek. I'll put a fist in the speak. I'll be the cause of the eek, be the cause of the ouch. Now it's the talk of the town. Loud that pork in your mouth, better water it down. I see you walking around. Why is there always a frown? What is the deal? Is it your lack of appeal? Your lack of appeal is adding to your lack of appeal. You cannot appeal. I ain't lying, now you're carrying pills. Them man are dead in the ting of the till. If you work up, they live a little. They don't want us to be living as low. So what we gon' do? Shit in the shell. Sell it to them as a delicacy. Evidently, I'm ahead of their team. They couldn't represent better than me when I cruise down Western, blessed and complimented like Heston. Chefing, condescending my mention sentence that I spray and don't disrespect them. Why could the vibe of morning's all ride? Raw, your vibe is long, it's all mad. Raw, the vibe of morning's all war. Raw, my vibe, I'm watching the rap again. I'm running with the ting, it's like a tinning in it, spirit in it, vitamin and cinnamon. I'm getting them and spinning them and run up in the ting again. It really would have been a better bar from a living if an evidence for giving it to something in the mirror. I'm not giving them, I'm giving them a minimum of million a week. That's goals and I'm killing them roads. You never been in it, hold on to the witty and grow. Like I'm a honey's Mauritian. Yeah. I ain't doing no dishes. I whip up a Ramsey. Why? To impress the bitches. Okay. See, I got me a chest wood. But I don't even play it. Just this or less smart. Okay. So the guy didn't rate it. Why am I spilling my secrets? So you might have make it. But I got some meat, cheese, on the roof for a statement. But I ain't with a traptor. Still, I'm a good actor. Okay. Explaining the book off the top of the tongue, someone give me a baptism. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi as some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause mill, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you into. So don't be chat-quoting, man, dumb. Don, you know me as one. Force, I got some, Kenobi as some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man pipe down, can flow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've two. Don't me, I've three. Cause mill, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you into. So don't be chat-quoting, man, dumb. Don, you know me as one. I got some, can only have some. Records, you know me, I've one. Tell a man, pat down, can blow me, I've one. Don't me, I've one. Don't me, I've three. Don't me, I've three. Cause no, you only have one. Bogey and come, that's what you do. So don't be chat-quoting, man.
Football Radio presents Joey
Page. I am very excited now to be joined by Deep Valley. Your recent single, Bring It On, just came out. Do you guys have a secret of how you write?
Yeah, I mean, for me, riffs are like the easiest thing. Really good riff is like a brontosaurus throwing its head in the water to drink in slow motion.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know.
Big splash.
Yeah.
We're like the weird unicorns of rock. But we're like weird rainbow rockers. We're not your manic pixie dream girls.
You don't come across as pixie dream girls.
We're just like depressive elephant nightmares.
Are you? Isn't everybody behind the camera?
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Into the ink into which the pen dips. Experience out of body trips, Hendrix. I bend scripts, space time and then twist. My state of mind integrate a rhyme, invent this. New utopia, Ethiopian architecture. Construct cities and steps of less than half a hectare. Emperor with a staff and scepter. Decorate the landscape with more heart than art collectors.
Yo, the proof is all reclusive, lucid pinpoints like Cupid. Runaway precision, dream state, escapism, wisdom. Subconscious responses doesn't work. Left leg and thigh shoots up high and then jerks. Blame basketball, chocolate cheese. And all three, eyes wide shut, counting sheep. Seas and all those zombie antics, frantic like a fella melody, propelling me. Whilst my outer body's yelling and telling me.
Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fallacy and this seems fake. We wait. Hours between takes, starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state, wish I could live my life in a dream state. Reality's a fallacy and this seems fake. We wait.
hours between takes. Starting every single night with a clean slate. In Dream Merchant shares have acquired stock. I'm treating sleep as a tonic for this writer's block. Nodding off the melodic sonics inspires plots. I desire entire nights of cosmic sloth. Time my journeys cross the cosmos with atomic clocks. Draw lines between the stars and connect the dots. Daybreak, melt, streams, morning frost. 8 hours lost, forgot the lot. Another 24 stuck on this rock.
Soaring while snoring when they're sleepless in Seattle. Replace the microphone where I once classed the rattlesnake. Shake, weight, shudder, curved up like a fetus. I see you next lifetime. No hard feelings when you meet us. No, there's none. The ones on my chakra in rotation. Versus universally bursting, still on location. Deja, my razor, sharp view, vision. Reenactment time, caught between a hard place. Moon rock type entrapment.
Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fantasy and this seems fake.
We wait hours between takes.
Starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state. Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fantasy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes. Starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state.
Stopped rubbing my eyes because my hands were outnumbered. Last year I had a nightmare that the Thundercats responded. I wondered, was it a real feeling of a feline? In the meantime, with freestyles and a beeline, just all revealed mine.
My collage of memory, shots of imagination. Dreams invite verse and vice versa equation. Nightly formation of bars and inspiration. Setting my thoughts free, immaculate emancipation.
It's kind
of
funny how insomnia reverse would make it worse. And it sucks. Break plus lyrical, my guy, third person agree. We always tell our story walking with lyricism, syllabilism, and of course precision.
Decision, I'm taking flight, spreading my wings. Pegasus, bring out for wave gel, break then escape, parenthesis. The greatest show not on earth, my dream's genesis. Don't wanna hear the bell, the alarm clock's my nemesis. Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fallacy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes. Starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state. Wish I could live my life in this dream state. Reality's a fallacy and this seems fake. We wait hours between takes. Starting every single night with a clean slate. A dream state.
Our first guest.
That jazz right there, boy. Who is this? What type of song is this?
This is it's like a hippity-hoppity jazz type of.
That's flavor right there, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard lyric.
There's but no going to better?
The Nigerian Ghanaian jollof balls, boy.
Nigerian,
yeah, you get the Senegalese call it. Hey,
triple threat bowl of niceness.
That was Lyrical right there, Dream State, featuring Third Person and produced by Break Plus. I wanted to ask you off air, but I was like, nah, let's find out on air. Because I was like, who produced that? I was trying to work out.
Break Plus, man. Big shout out to Daryl right now.
That is the voice of our first guest. You need to get a serious round of applause. Welcome to the show, Lyrical. It's so lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Can I just say how nice it was to walk into the green room as me and Meister every week and it smell of ladies. Smells so lovely.
Don't worry, MC. She ain't.
Lyrical smells edible.
Yeah, MCs do have some sweaty balls.
Wow.
So but if you're a female, is edible.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. See, I'm practicing for the open mic.
That's a whole new show. Thanks for having me, man. Nice to be up in here.
Hey, finally. Yeah. I'm like, finally. But finally. It makes sense because you got this release.
Let's talk about this.
For people who don't know, Lyrical, I got this list here. Lyricist, singer-songwriter.
Bam.
Born in London to Nigerian parents.
Bam!
Drummer, are you a drummer?
No, my pops is
a instrumentalist. And he was a DJ.
DJ,
absolutely. Ah, see, it's just the way they write on here. These people, the way they write this thing. Loved African jazz, gospel, and played wind instruments. Pops as well?
So yeah, that's how I grew up with listening to like music and just him DJing. And I got a musical family, I suppose. My sister, she played cello. She used to play recorder. That was just mad noisy. And then she played cello. But now my nieces, my goddaughter's gone, like, she plays saxophone, guitar, keys. Everyone's bare instruments. Like, I'm just happy to have my mic My voice is the instrument.
That's your instrument. Your voice is the instrument.
Yeah, I'm all right on keyboard.
So this 2014 spoken word BEFTA award winner, BEFFTA.
Okay.
Is that you?
So that was, yeah, the Black Entertainment Film Fashion Television Awards for spoken word. Yeah, I was quite... Yeah, I was just surprised I was nominated first. I told like, yeah, you're a nominee, and I was like, okay, it's obviously lyrical healer. It was lyrical something. I know that they got it wrong, and they were like, no, it's actually you. So I looked, and I was like, oh right, okay, it wasn't
so
a typo.
It wasn't the thing that you like that you had to enter or whatever. It was just they picked who. Did you have a release at the time or
no? Wow. And it was like 2014. So I way after like a few years after Amaze, which was my debut first album. Mm-hmm. So I got to shout out everyone, Drew and DJ Spinner and da 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 da. And,
wait! You can't
rewind. Look, there's some people have never heard a lyrical before. Okay, this is what we need to accept. But the truth is, me first coming into
the game. The viewers can't see this, right? But Sarah just put on that serious face. She's like, hold on. You know the one where your mum looks at you like, you're going to put that plate in the sink, or you're going to wash it and then put it near the sink. So, okay, go for it.
No, but when I first came into the hip hop community, you know, like. Obviously, we're probably outnumbered 1 to 1,000 women in hip hop, you know, and you were one of the few.
I felt like I was part of it, and then you're like, with it.
No, your eyelashes are long enough.
But lyrical was one of the few women really holding it down, and that was in the 90s.
So
when was it that you first kind of.
Yeah. Like my first release was like 92. I was like,
stay close
16.
To the microphone. I want everyone to hear everything that you have to say.
I was like 16, 17, I think, and I actually won some competitions. I remember having to perform for university for the African Caribbean Society for ACFest, and they're like, yeah, you're meant to perform because you won the university competition. I was thinking, I just did competition. I didn't know about this winning stuff and performance stuff. And then when I realised I think it was at Caesar's Palace, like just however long ago.
Wow.
And the tickets were like £15. At that time, £15 was a lot of money. That's a lot of overtime working at WH Smith and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, I'm meant to be performing. And they're like, yeah, so you need to do a half an hour set. Have to pick up 2020 because they were the first that were dancing. I had dancers and everything. Mm. And so they were like, yeah, so you have to perform. We want you to do like a 20-minute set. So I'm like, okay, so how much am I getting paid? And they're like, oh, no, you're not the main artist. I think they had like Public Demand. I think, who is it? And I can't remember.
Damage.
But the Damage. And I was like... So, and I was just like brand new black girl just here that won some competition. So they're like, oh, you don't get paid. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to do it. But thank you anyway.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then they had to have this, they were like, no, the person that wins the competition has to perform. And I'm like, well, I'm not coming all the way from my house from west all the way to east, I mean to south, and to perform for free. Like, what's that about?
Wow, that was proper.
So that was one. So they had to, I did some negotiating.
You weren't having it.
Yeah, I was like, how much are you meant to get? I don't know. And then I had got my publishing. I did a track. There's a guy, I have to big him up, Motet.
Shout out to Motet, man.
Yeah. So Motet, he connected me with Mashi Mark de Clive Lowe, as you know. And so Mark de Clive Lowe connected me. I toured with him and Kylie Tatham and all that kind of movement, Vanessa
Freeman.
For
those that know, he's reeling off these names that are like,
I speak slowly and then people
musicians.
Can like Google it, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you have to like Google them. These are people that they play... they're like octopuses. The way they play a whole bunch of different instruments. Yeah. Like
level.
Mark de Clive Lowe, he basically can do a whole concert on his own with just
a
bunch of keyboards.
And I just saw Kaidi and Digo, they performed at Jazz Cafe last week. They just had a release as well.
Yeah, so people like Bugs in the Attic, she's worked with them heavily.
So that's it. So he introduced me to Seiji. And Seiji
is this in the 90s or later?
This is later on now, 2000.
Okay.
So he gave me to... No, 2002 is when Loose Lips came out. That's how old that tune is. So Seiji had a tape. Look at that. Yeah, the tape, and it had these tunes on. So I was like, okay. And I was
see
like,
how we went like.
And I was like, oh,
tape.
What's a tape?
Because
the tape. And I was like, it's like a hip hop fire. Why is it so fast? I don't understand. And it was broken beat. So I was like, okay. So I did this, and I had this old hip hop track chorus: "If loose lips sink ships, my ill scripts rips and flips like gymnasts, lyrical blasts. I welcome one listener to my hardcore pilgrimage. It's image play a sweat, just like a ball scrimmage will diminish. A lot of people from Finland, you finish. Come what I'm going to take them out. My head's not even in this. I begin this with a quote now here from the... Just one of them like old kind of ting-tings. So I used the chorus for Loose Lips.
So you'd never rocked on a beat that tempo before?
No,
that?
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what's this? Like, and I've got so much musical knowledge. Like, my sisters, like they're twins, one's into Black Uhuru and Burning Spear.
Junior Reed
and yeah. Yeah, and the other one's into Ray Groove, and I smart, had the hip-hop. So for me, when my sister used to listen to Big Daddy Kane, I was like, oh, he's so nice. You know, when you're younger, this is our bit now. When you're younger, right? And
then
you see and you see an MC, right? And they're just like taller than you. And you're like, well, yeah, it's about the same height. So we could go out. You have this imaginary, like, we can date for a bit.
Is it?
Even though you're
with
15.
Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, so I love Big Daddy Kane.
Wow. The break can make a force of blood. Yo, see how me, the Kane is just right. I was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. Mm.
So then later in life, with, I think it was with, oh, Shawnee T, and then we had the collective, right? Mm. And then we supported Big Daddy Kane, like. So I'm just like trying to be all cool, like, yeah, you're right. I'm thinking, I want to suck your neck, like.
Oh, oh, I was going to say
something.
No,
like,
no, but I was like, oh my gosh, so
like,
it's
like
quite
a chicken bone neck.
Kind of, well, I don't eat meat. More like a,
you don't eat meat.
I don't eat
fish. Me
neither.
I'm
a
vegetarian.
So I'm not
you know what? I've even been giving up fish as well.
Man, you look good.
But that's another story. I want to hear the end of your Big Daddy Kane story.
Yeah, so basically,
if you wait, can I just ask you lot something? If Big Daddy Kane said, "Yo, let's go out for dinner," da, da, da.
No, you got to do it for it. You got to do it. Your voice is deep, but you got to do Big Daddy Kane. You got to do Big Daddy Kane deep. Yo, Lyricale.
Hey, yo, Lyricale.
That's the smooth taste of chocolate. That is good, actually. You don't even need to say nothing else. I'm coming anyway. I'm coming.
Chicken and waffles.
Hey, yo.
And I'll be like, I'll do the waffles.
Barbecue sauce. Nah, but for real, you wouldn't eat no meat. You wouldn't be like, all right, let me just.
And I'll be cool with it. I'll probably freestyle about the waffles or something. Diversion. But yeah, so that's how I did the broken beat, and I got to the with Seiji, toured with all the Bugs and the Attic guys, met MJ Cole through Danny Vicious, because Fallacy introduced me.
Oh yeah, Fallacy became Danny Vicious.
Yeah, so Fallacy became Danny Vicious, so I'm doing house now in this new house realm, so I'm just like,
oh, right.
So
yeah, because there was a little while where you had kind of gone a bit quiet in the hip hop circles, and so this is the
See,
time
this
when
is the
you
thing.
Were getting busy
like,
doing
it
all
looked
these
like
other
I got
projects.
Ousted. Everyone was like,
I thought you were already doing that. I didn't realize
it
was like it. You
there wasn't a like
moved into that.
Yeah, there wasn't like a refurbishing. I'm just moving the lounge into the conservatory. It wasn't like that. I just continued doing music, so my voice was still. Wherever there was music and people wanted to do like collaborations and tracks, I'm like, yeah.
So cool. What was the difference? Because obviously you sing as well. So was it more like you'd be singing more in the house stuff, or was you just
well, I sang my hip hop stuff. I was all did my choruses and vibed it, and it's just I just enjoyed. If there's a message in the music, or if it gets you, and if you feel something, then I can write. Sometimes I come to a plateau and I'm like, yeah, there's nothing really happening in this particular tune, but I'll go to the studio with someone and hear some other stuff and see what vibe comes in. So, yeah, it is what it is.
So your first release was in the 90s.
Yeah,
as
that
a soloist.
Was How You Like Me Now, featuring Damian Mulrain, and team effort with Honey Brown.
Honey Brown! Wow!
In what year is this?
Mate, there is video footage of me.
Don't worry about this.
There's video footage of me on stage and Big L was performing.
Wow.
So that's probably the same trip when he came through to Deal Real. I think wasn't that like 98 or something? 97, 98?
So I was like with my friends and everyone's just freestyling whatever. I had a Guinness thing going on. Like my head was like gingery blonde like mouse or whatever. And that's when I was playing basketball like semi-pro and that like anyway.
Semi-pro basketball.
Long story. Division 1 I was playing forever. And that was another thing. That's
you
what kind of
shout out to LeBron James.
I love basketball as well.
But that's what kind of stopped. That's what kind of hindered the music progression, because I was like Drew Hawley. He's the first guy I kind of did solid music with, like on a level of understanding myself.
For those who don't know, Drew is a long-time collaborator with Ty. So a lot of his LPs, you'll hear co-production.
So Louise Goldby, like different people. And so Drew was like, okay, like what's happening with this track? Because I got big up Dominic G as well with Psychic Phenomena. So he's like, what's happening with this track? And I'm like, oh yeah, I can come on Saturday. Oh, and actually, no, we've got a game in Wales. Sunday, oh no, it's a double header because we're going to Nottingham. Next Saturday's,
it's difficult being an octopus, isn't it?
So I wasn't like, and so the best pieces I'd written was when I was injured.
Cool.
Because I'm not doing anything.
That's like a very kind of Buddhist thing outlook to have.
Yeah, but
the best things happened when I was injured.
But then that's
the
approach. But that's the
approach. I was writing some bars.
But then
no, but it is. The glass is half full.
It is, but then that's the approach I had with life. Because they were half of it. But that's the approach I had with life as well. I was kind of like, there was a lot of hurdles and you know, there's different things happen, good, bad and indifferent in life in general. So I'm just thankful that this album came through because there were a lot of people who I sent it to. You
this
know how
album.
It works. Yeah. Oh. This new album, like that, I was like, that would have stayed in my computer for a long time. I'm reaching out people that are like, yeah, send me the tracks, send me the album. So I'm like, here's the album, here's my whole press release, here's videos. Caw-caw.
So how did Caw-caw. This album come together echo. Then? Because when was the last release before this one?
So 2011, which was 2012 when I was touring with it. So I went to Russia, I did like Germany, like proper tour, like I set it up myself. And then between there, I did a track with Broadside, got Big Up T-Roy, and I set up a tour in Ghana. So I was at the Sabalai Festival, I performed at Cape Coast, and that was in 2015.
How was that?
That was tight, man. Yeah. I'm still there, like spiritually. Seriously? I'm still there. I had libation at Cape Coast and all kind of that. It was just like, it was just so real.
Did you drink and that, Bateshi?
I didn't drink that.
Do you drink?
No. Oh. He's frowning at me. He's like, what? Did I drink? I'm sorry I don't drink. I'm sorry I don't drink and I didn't eat a head of a ham hock or whatever.
I'm feeling some Ghana, Nigeria tensions in the studio right now.
But she went there.
Everything else is just.
Hold on. Are you a non-alcohol drinker too?
Yeah, I just.
Me too.
That's what she said just now. Sarah drinks.
No,
man.
But I was
don't
just clarifying.
You.
You
know, Sarah gets drunk.
I think I'm allergic.
Weekends,
I think I'm allergic, which is.
Oh, which well, you need that potassium.
Yeah, I don't like how it tastes. But yeah,
it
so
depends
I
what
talk.
It is, though. You gotta admit, there's times when you've enjoyed a little drink.
What's that spiritual drink people take in like Latin America?
Ayahuasca.
Well, that's not.
Nah, that will make you.
It sounds like a rascal. Are you a rascal?
You purge on that.
Would you like a glass of rascal? No, thank you. I'm full. Thank you, though.
I'm not but
I'll put some lemon. Would you like lemon with it?
Rascal.
But
don't worry.
I did the tour in Ghana, and then there's a guy called Octavio, and he's a horn player, and he did some horns on Amazed. On the first album. And so I said, so I'm going to come to Toronto. And he's like, okay, I might be able to sort a gig out for you, like, but because he's got his own band and la la la. So I'm like, yeah, cool, it'll be the first time I come. I just want to experience. The reason I'm doing that is because of the track called Open Minded that T-Roy released. The producers are from Toronto. Obviously, T-Roy's from Ghana and he does lots of Afro house and Afro fusion. So I said, let me go to Ghana and let me go to Toronto and just perform these tracks. Because at the moment, London kind of like forgotten about me. I'm like, okay, I'm coming back. So I was just doing that. So he managed to rig up a gig with the Toronto Jazz Festival.
Sorry, is this still 2012 time?
This is 2015.
Okay, yeah.
So I did the Toronto Jazz Festival, came back 2016 after the libation. I'm just like, okay, I need to do something different. If you do the same thing the same way, you get the same results, right? So I said, I need to do something different in regards to my spoken word and my music. I know what I'll do. Nothing. So for the whole 2016, made sure I didn't perform anywhere, no freestyles. You know, when you go out, everyone's like, oh yeah, you're going to quickly, you know this, you're going to take the mic, what, you're going to, what? And you're just like, no. People getting vexed with me, like, what, even on my event, L? Is that you going up? What, my event? So I had to actually stay home. Like, so I was in
so
my
mind. So
what
was the idea behind not?
Just, it was just to refuel, regenerate, rebuild, renew myself.
Did you feel like you were always performing here, there, everywhere?
I felt like a human vending machine. So you're on stage and you're emceeing and you're freestyling and the live band and the this and the that and the da 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 da, and it's all well and good, but it's like, what about me? I need to, you know, just a little bit of something for myself. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So that reciprocal thing. So 2016 I did that, and 2017 I had all these new lyrics and all these new ideas.
So you'd been writing throughout 2016,
yeah.
Anyway.
So nice. I put a book out.
So you put a book out. What do you mean you put a book out?
So I wrote an anthology book. It's called MA Zen, because I'm in this new place of Zen. Stop frowning.
Amazing.
People can't see.
Because how come I ain't seen this book nowhere?
It's there. And Anna's nodding. Like, I mean, yeah, she's like, Abby's nodding. Like, yeah.
So, I ain't seen the book, man.
So basically, I'll hook you up. So basically, from Amaze, which is my debut album, to like this new mindset and a new place of Zen. I was like, I feel really good. Mm. I've got all these lyrics. There's so much things happening in the world. 2016 was a horrible year for everybody, when people just falling out. I had people pass. There were so much things that were happening. That was the year we don't talk about, right? So I got to 2017 and I was like, okay, I've got this book, and it's got short stories, poems, spoken word pieces, rhymes, and it's called Amaze Zen. So it's from Amaze all the way to now. And it's out.
So that came out in 2016?
That came out 2017.
2017 October. The book came out. Okay, yeah.
So we're up to date now. This is last year. So October, that came out. In the midst of that, I'm recording. I'm back in the booth. Break Plus has got this track, there's this, and there's everything happening. And the album's all together. So I'm like, I need to get this out. So all the people that I said from back in the day, like, yeah, if you've got new stuff, we've got these labels, everyone's like, yeah, send me stuff. So I sent it, and it's like, nothing's happening. So I spoke to Pugs Atoms, like, big him up in Chicago. I did a feature with him.
Oh, Pugs.
You know Pugs, yeah. Mm. So I hollered at him in my anger. I was like, why can't I do anything? I can't. I've got all these songs. And I was like, you know that label that you put your album out with? Like, if I send them some music, do you think they'd be interested in putting, like, an EP or something? So he was like, yeah, I hit them an email, and I hollered at them. He did an email to Tokyo Dawn, and they're in Munich. So he's like, oh, yeah, Lyrica, we love your stuff. We've had some mixes and that. Send us through. So I sent them four. They goes, do you have any more? Sent four more. Do you have any more? Sent them eight. And they're like, okay, that's 16 tunes, but we only put 7-track albums, but we like everything that we can hear so far. Do you have any more? So I sent them more. So now this is their first time on their label.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the first time you've collaborated with Tokyo Dawn Records. Okay.
And this is the first time for them to actually release an album with so many tracks. So there's like 16 tracks on there.
Mm.
And I was like, I just want it to happen. Life is precious, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
I'm not going to hold on to stuff. You know, like people are like, oh, have you got Sarah's number? Like, oh, yeah, I'll call her and tell her to call you. Just give the thing, you know, you're not taking these things with you.
Yes.
Like, so I wanted to give it. And also, like, you know, unambiguous, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, there's no confusion. It's clear. I'm singing. There's spoken word and there's rapping, but it's all, you know, as a multifaceted person, it's all where I'm coming from. And I wanted the album to depict that. So if you're, you know, if you're angry and you want to be in a woo phase, or there's like different tracks, different albums you reach for certain things, or some Nirvana guitars or whatever, you want a shardy vibe. So I wanted there to be one album that could do that and have different kind of feels and emotions.
Were you not worried that it would, like, you know, because, you know, like, you, like, somebody who's into this sort of stuff might like two of the tracks because that's what they like, and somebody's into the other stuff.
And that was why,
worried about that?
Which is a good thing, because that's, like, after the new mindset, you don't worry about them things.
Ah.
Like, it's like, you don't like that? That's fine. Would you like that? Okay, cool.
There's something incredibly liberating about not being concerned of other people's judgments of you.
Yeah, because it's more selfishly, I wrote it for myself. So thank you for being interested in it, and you're welcome. So if I had my way, there's certain people I wouldn't actually like to have the album, if that makes sense. Well, don't you have an album? You're not going to appreciate it. You know, them kind of things. But I'm thinking, well, I've got this, and I know what I want it to feel like listening. If I go to, like, far, like I said, I had, you know, a few losses. And so when you're grieving, it's like, oh, you know, you should pray, you should go away on holiday, you should try yoga, you should... There's always... Everyone's making suggestions of what you can do. And you're thinking, I could do all of that or none of that. I don't know. I don't know how to think and how to be. So I wrote this piece, which is far, in case you're in that kind of limbo space and you don't know how to feel, and it's very open. And it nearly never made the album because the label were like, it's not really what we're looking for. And I was like, well, I'd rather you only put out that one song and take the others out, because that song really means I need that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the one that had the most feedback I've had with regards to certain tracks. And so, Dream State as well, that's been...
Sorry, which track are you talking about?
Far.
Far,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's a little video on YouTube, and it's just, yeah. I think when you see it or you hear it, you'll understand, and it will...
I think the whole album...
But music is subjective anyway, so in response to what Maestro was saying, it's like...
My Stiggy.
Yeah, sorry. Like, in response to... I'm getting
now
alive.
I'm frowning.
Sorry. Sorry, King. So in response to what Maestro was saying, that am I, you know, was I worried that I'd lose more, like, fans and listeners and people like that? But, you know,
it's music, as I say, you take it as it is, and it's you're entitled to how you feel about it, and it's a good thing. There's stuff that I don't like, so there's stuff that I don't like on my album. I'm like, I could have done it differently, but ultimately, I'm happy. I'm happy with that as a body of work. I'm happy with what I've achieved thus far creatively. And I've still got some new things coming.
You've got more to come.
But jeez, you're going to perform something for us now, aren't you?
Yes, I will.
Which is always a treat to have a live performance in the studio. And so, but give us like an introduction to this, because what I've got, the instrumental I've got is called Ladylike.
Okay, so I've got to... Ladylike is with regards to sisters and femmes and females, with what society says that we are or what we're not, and... I can't even explain it.
But is this something from the album? Is this something else completely?
No, this is from the album.
Right.
And I think it should be self-explanatory.
Yeah, no, I just was wanted to know, everyone to know that you're performing live for us. Exclusively, oh, yeah, cool, a track cool. from the album. This is,
I have
first
to big up Wipe the Needle on a production for that, which is Lee Gomez. And this is called Ladylike. Hip hop show exclusive. My stick is Sarah Love. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Ladylike.
Our pleasure.
Lyrical.
Yeah.
Head over heels, diet's domestic.
Yo.
Mother Nature, orgasm and lipstick. Patience, yoga, you opening doors. Stand up tall to applaud because you know it's ladylike.
Yeah. Paparazzi. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, yo. Stance, face, elegance, grace, sophistication. Dance, waist, elephant, pace, menstruation. Intuition, cow, intense, submissive. Queen, hoe, and then there's bitches. Foot binding, strength, breast, identity. High heels, mother earth, sexuality, ethnicity. Persona, South Sarah, empress, spinster, b-girl, side chick, wife. Feminist, cross legs, moon, womb. Lesbian, panther bay, queen, breathe. Intelligence, open legs. Manners, crone, feline and hag. Womanly beauty, curves and handbags. Uh-oh, shaved heads. Botox, implants and femidon. Clitoridectomy, silk lace and tampons. Brazilian, queen bee, black widow spider. Aggressive, worldly, graceful and ayabati rider. Nurturing, African, accepting, flirtatious. Graceful, soft, naive, Amazon, actress, ambitious. Physically imposing, hard, innocent, demanding, soft. Security guard, same sex. Weak, graceful, boxer, electric Jill. Cheerleader, parking. Morning after pill and talking. Iron lady, cunnilingus, open toe and camel toe. Ice queen, catwoman, bag lady, childbirth and hoe.
Head over heels, diet's domestic. Mother nature, orgasm and lipstick. Patience, yoga, you opening doors. Stand up tall to applaud because you know it's ladylike.
Yeah.
Ladylike, yeah. Head over heels, diet's domestic. Mother nature, orgasm and lipstick. Patience, yoga, you opening doors. Stand up tall to applaud because you know it's ladylike.
Hip hop show. Fubar.
Ladylike.
Yeah. Thank you.
Love that.
That was Lyrical right there, ladies and gentlemen.
And you said that track is produced by who?
Lee Gomez from Wipe the Needle. So that's he's got two productions on the album as well. So he's got another track on there, which is Ono. Ono is like, yeah, I love Ono as well. Ono is like, I'm still vibing on this. Yeah, here we go. Before I speak about Ono, I want to ask you, like my sticky, what did you think or what did you feel listening to that?
Yeah, ladylike. Like, it was good because, you were breaking down all these things that, yeah, this is part of what a woman is or what we know women to be, you know, whether it's, like, the name-calling stuff or... But it was all like, oh, you kind of feel... I was like, shit, man, there's a lot that women go through that men don't really have to deal with that we don't even understand, you know what I mean?
My
because
work,
we don't go through it, we're like,
done.
Oh.
My work here is done.
Yeah. Just give me that fiver later on. Yeah.
No, because it's important. Like, it's important to I just thank you for answering that, because obviously everyone hears the same thing differently. Mm. And the fact that you said it's what ladies and what women, femme, what we go through and what we say, and you're thinking that you're going through a lot. Yeah, but you didn't say me. And I'm delivering it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you, as in you? I didn't say what you're going
through.
Which
is completely fine, which makes it even broader. So that means that you're thinking about womankind. Mm. You've gone to that level. And I know it's only a spoken word piece, but I wanted it to... I keep punching the mic, like, but I wanted it to do that, you know. And
I'll tell the truth, I weren't trying to think about you when you said the femidom bit. So,
go to commercial.
I was thinking of all of you with femidoms on that. <just. laughs>
Buy your femidoms here, $3.99,
and your moon cup.
30% off if you mention the hip hop show.
scratch and sniff available. Sorry, it's your fault.
But, what the hell are you doing with scratch and sniff?
I'm biting my tongue right now, man.
See, you're making it worse.
Yeah. I don't know about scratch and sniff, baby dog, but you scratch that shit the wrong way, you're going to be pregnant.
I don't know where to look. So, that's ladylike.
But how do you describe your musical style then? You know, it's funny how we're now, 2018, like there's so many different categories under this umbrella of hip hop kind of thing. Some people, I guess they don't even see themselves, label themselves as hip hop, you know?
Let's but be like, real, man. There's a lot of female MCs, male MCs that have been around and then they've just disappeared. We ain't seen them again. You've still got longevity. You're still doing this. Where's the influence come from? You know, I think that's important, man. Like, there's some MCs where they feel outdated. They feel like, oh, I can't fit in with what's going on today. To me, I think the jazz side of it, the having the soul, means it will go on forever. You don't really need to worry about what's trending.
Yeah.
You know, you can ride on any tempo. You can sing as well. Do you know what I mean? So, but I'd like to know where... obviously, you said your pups, but...
Yeah, I think it's just growing up and hearing music and... hearing music like Prince Nico and Baga, King Sunny Ade, if you're listening to like Nigerian jazz, I remember having a conversation with my dad years ago. I was properly like pipsqueaky age. And I was like, Daddy, I don't like this song because all the musicians are playing at the same time. And it's just, it sounds a bit messy. And he said, it's because you don't understand it. But you will.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Since then, and then to be like with Nathan Haynes and a 15-piece band, and I'm just like, you know, and when I've had my band together, we've had it as a 10-piece with the horns, and so I can sing and I know my harmonies and I know where to be. I have tinnitus, so like my right ear is just like hello. Oh, my left ear is like bionic.
Yeah, I think I've got something like that.
Yeah, and the left is just left. I can people driving past in cars, they're on the phone. I'm just like,
you smoke.
I can hear my neighbors. Right. I hear my neighbors just get having
really
coitus.
Like,
I'm like, this is a lot. So, but so I know where to be as opposed to where not to be, and that's kind of flexible for me because there's a rule of jazz and there's things that you have to learn and you know, and I'm not taking that away from everyone who's come from that background, but it's just from listening and also like listen to like, oh gosh, Sankofa, and if you're hearing French hip hop or Japanese hip hop and you don't understand, you should be able to feel it.
But to a stranger, if you were meeting a stranger and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm Lyrical. Oh, what kind of music do you make?
Do you know what?
What's the answer that you give?
What I do when it's like, oh, what's your name? It's like Lyrical. Oh, Lyrical. So you, and then they say it themselves. Oh, so you rap and they start doing this stuff. And I just go, yeah. Like, I don't need to.
So do you introduce yourself as a hip hop artist? Are you a spoken word artist?
And the reason I don't is because back in the day, I'm not going to sing the rest of it. It was in your head now. You have to pigeonhole your music. You know this. It's got to be, that's the hip-hop section. It goes in the jazz section. It goes in it. So if it doesn't have a place, there's no grey notes for it to be. So does that mean that you don't get a placement? Does that mean that no one gets to hear your stuff? So I have people in Ghana, people in Nigeria, people in Japan, and they're like, how come I've only just heard about your album? How come? And they're getting vexed with me. My girl's getting vexed with me. Like, is this track from the album? When is it coming out? So, and that's what happens if they can't be pigeonholed and categorised in... where they want you to be. Where
so what do
yeah,
you tell
and
them
that's
then?
Fine, but I'm saying yeah. that you say, I make music, full stop.
Yeah, because
are you
it's
a musician.
It's quite funny because, like.
What kind of music do you make? Because the first thing people are saying, if I introduce myself, I'll say it, I'm a DJ. What kind of music do you play?
I'll call it just lyricism, like, so spoken word, world music,
Hold on now.
No,
hold
on now. I hate the wait later world music.
Hold yeah, on, but that's
I
fine.
Last,
do you know why? I
hey, picture this, 2017. Yeah.
The reason I
let's talk about this world music.
The reason
thing.
I would say
as a black woman.
The reason why I would say
born to Nigerian parents.
The reason why I let Auntie finish. Yeah, then you know why I'm saying it. The reason why I would say world music.
Yeah.
Is because music is a language and it's for everyone. It's not certain sections.
Exactly.
So I know that with my with certain like appreciate like the sounds and mm-hmm. the whole heartbeat and the drum, the Africa essence of growing up in a traditional Nigerian household and myself and my influence, I know that that comes out in every one of my tunes, album or no album or a feature, whatever I do. So I will always be the integral part of that. So it doesn't matter where it's played.
But
so, I had a track called Reason, mm-hmm. which got to like number, it got to like number 24, then it got to number 2 in the iTunes for Paris, right?
Wow.
In the Paris iTunes last year. No one don't know about it here, and I'm just like, I'm in London, no one don't know I've got a tune out. But Paris, it got, so I'm just like, okay. So to know that other countries are hearing your stuff, other countries book you, you know this, and they pull you out, you go to Austria, you go to Germany, you go here, and you're sharing to the world your music. That's what I call world music.
But that's what I'm saying. So Ozzy Osbourne is never called world music. Adele is never called world music. Everything that is outside a Western pop tradition is world music.
Yeah,
whether that's
pop.
Mongolian folk but throat
but,
singing.
But when you
or
said Ozzy Osbourne and Adele, they go under the category for pop, yeah? They go under the category for pop, as in popular music.
But I think Ozzy Osbourne's considered like metal, isn't he?
I would really want to be bothered. I'd really want to be bothered about Ozzy Osbourne. And if I'm not bothered of myself in the special certain department of their music, when you click down in your screen.
No, it's not, but that's
so I know, but because if when you stop being bothered, then you can progress more. Because we worry about a lot of things, like, and sometimes it's okay to.
But
just,
this is what I'm saying. It's not about creating categories that we get restricted by.
Yeah.
And that's my issue with world music. There's a gulf of difference between salsa and between traditional Japanese music. Mm. But they get put into this same category, which basically is a non-white tradition kind of thing. Because when you're in South Africa and we're listening to traditional South African music, they don't call it world music
okay,
in South Africa.
So let's look at this, because I know a couple of weeks ago when you were talking and you were speaking about the hip-hop X Factor and you were like, don't share the idea, right? As an example,
that was a flip
without
tricks.
Getting into their bits, but they have these contracts where they say you can't sing outside of here, outside of London, outside of UK, outside
sorry,
of
on X Factor,
the world, outside of the universe. So when people start talking about universe, like because some Ulysses kind of superhero stuff, you're talking about universe, that's a madness, but it's real. The same way you can take out £1 million and fly with Virgin to the moon and come back. And that's happening now. It's real. Mm. It's not a joke thing. This is normal things. So us lot are still looking at certain continents and what part is world music, whilst the people, the Chipotle people pulling all the strings of all the money are just effing about up in the universe and doing bigger things. So I know that I can play a song to somebody that's never heard of me, never met me, don't know anything about my history, my background, where I'm going to, and they can feel something. That's the most important for me.
I think that's the most important thing with every form of music. Because to me, good music is just sounds that are arranged in a creative way.
But the people
way.
Who've categorized it as world music, it's because they don't...
People. They're white people.
Right.
Like,
so
let's
people,
be real about it. They ain't people, Asian. They ain't Latino. They ain't black.
So the people who have categorized it as world music... With the whole, because it's culture, and it's like, oh, it's culture. I'm going to be studying anthropology, like, because I just love music, and I love people, I mean, and cultures, and just learning more, right? So the people who have made those decisions because they don't know any different. So it's like, oh, I don't know what to call it. Let's just call it urban.
Well, then,
and that's also
me,
why that's terrible, because Bob Marley's never world music, is it?
Yeah, but to me, I don't even know if they were doing festivals when Bob Marley was about to put on a stage and go, yo, we can get so-and-so from Tibet, we can get so-and-so from Slovenia, we can get so-and-so, you know what I mean?
Let's just give them a nice playground over there.
To me, it seems like whenever I go, I've performed on world stages as well, and to me, it's always felt like they call it that because it's music from all around the world. You'll get a bit of this, you'll get a bit of that. It's like, what do you call it then? This is the stage where you're going to get a bit of Tibetan music and USA, and you know, like, and it's like folk music. It's not the popular stuff.
Yep.
In those regions or whatever.
See,
maybe
why is folk music, British folk music, not world music?
Say?
Because often, you know, people refer to world music as things that aren't within, like, say, the pop charts or something. But, you know, folk music's a massive movement in the UK and in Europe wide, but that doesn't ever get put into world music
folk
category.
Music. Yeah, it does. Like, you get, like, some... You know, like
slap
like rural.
I love that. What's going on? Ding, 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 ding. Wow.
You know them rural... Actually,
can you do that again?
What's that, Deliverance? Is that the film Deliverance?
But, you know, it's like, they're, to me, it just seemed to me like, yeah, it's probably some Europeans who came up with the idea or whatever, but I don't think they, I think the fact that they're even like, yo, come here, we want to pay you to play here, da da da, kind of shows that, I don't think there's a level of like,
is it a case of them
below us?
Is it a case of them, is it the case of them trying to say world to involve people, to make it inclusive, or to be or to exclude people? If I'm half Japanese and half Jamaican, does that mean I'm not allowed to perform?
Well, I think
on a Japan tour or Jamaica tour.
But I think just on a factual level, you know, it plays out within the industry in terms of how certain artists are promoted, because the industry works with boxes, isn't it? And so then they're like, well, no, right now we're all about that urban street vibe, so that's what we're going to invest in, and we need to tick these diversity boxes and have mixed-race girls and all this kind of thing. So
I think that's
where
the
focus is.
A lot of us complaining about it, though. A lot of us complaining about it.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, therefore, the focus is not on, okay, what's going on in Argentina right now? Let's promote an Argentinian artist. And then it's like, well, we don't... That's for a different arena.
So let's say we have...
Like the people who get put into a world music category, I'm saying, right now, the priority within, say, Universal Records in the UK is not about, okay, what's hot in the... in world quote music. It's about, right, what's hot in urban street
so
music.
So the
and
last
that's
festival,
the backing and promotion at the moment.
So the last festival that we went to recently, the headliners were from the States, and it is what it is. I get it. That's when I saw you last.
The last festival, you said.
Yeah, like a small.
Oh yeah, no, because that's the last time I saw Elle's a couple weeks ago at Afropunk in Brixton.
Mm. So it's like,
I didn't want to mention the name, but
it's controversial.
I did.
So what happened?
Because it's like, then I found out Afropunk is white owned by a white guy.
Well, like
so
BET,
where they've been kicking people out of backstage
like
areas.
ATV
base.
So I didn't mention the name of the festival. I just said the festival, and there were headliners that were from the States.
Considering the group with
She's
Kareem
Riggins,
Robert Glasper, and Common.
Yep. Yeah, Lauren Vula. So the fact that it was in London, representing, you know, the hierarchy and the anarchy and the rock and the punk and African and Caribbean black culture. We've got so many artists in the UK. It was in Brixton Academy, the O2. So it was in Brixton.
Yeah, but would they draw? Like the names that Sarah just mentioned.
But that's what I'm saying.
The people they had on the bill there were...
So that's why I'm saying...
Carla.
So that's why I'm saying, who does the behind the scenes to think about... Because if in New York they had Quabs, right? Quabs is hot, like, as an amazing singer-songwriter. Mm. And I was like, wow, yeah, okay. When I saw it on the list of, like, Quabs, I was like, oh, so you lot did your homework. You lot look all over the world for artists who are black, African, Caribbean, South American, who are actually delivering music that has a message, and you put them on your bill.
But that's what I mean. Things like that aren't about that. It's about who has the profile that can sell tickets to fill up the Brixton Academy. That's what it comes down to. It's not about, right, my heart is in truly digging deep and finding artists to represent the UK who reflect, like, this, you know, the movement that's going on here within the black music world. It's not about that, how they pick their lineups. It's like, who's going to sell these tickets? Hence, it's Akala, Lauren Vula, you know, assigned artists, August Green with Common and stuff. So, you know, I don't have the expectation for, and that's what I mean, there's no way that certain artists from Senegal or whatever are
the reason I mentioned that is because we're talking about world music. So if we think about the city that we're in,
I got a bit lost hanging on the line.
Okay, I'm thinking about the city that we're in, the country that we're in, the festival that was representing African and Caribbean people that took place, this, how much thought went behind it in comparison to people who are making the decision makers on world music. And like you said, what's happening in Argentina? Are they looking at here? They're looking at all over the world. So
I think if they did a festival in Argentina and then they were like, yeah, we want to put a stage where we're going to get you know, gente de Africa, de, you know what I mean, Canada, the whoever, what would they call the stage? What do you reckon they'd call it?
But that's what I'm saying. It's a bit patronising, isn't it? Because why should they all be on one stage? Like, we could have a salsa stage.
Because, because you've already got that stage there. You've got this stage here. You've got this stage here. So now it's like, what if there are people that want to see music from all over todo el mundo? I want to see music from, you know what I mean? Like, if they want to see it all in one place, like, I want to try and travel the globe just by listening to music. You get what I mean? Is that not an experience? Like, to me, that's what I thought it was, isn't it? Like, WOMAD Festival, that's like a world music festival, isn't it? So it's an experience of all these different musics. If you're into sound,
Festival.
I don't, you
so
know.
Let's get this street music festival going. Who's going to be on that lineup? Already. But so what's the street music festival?
It'll be man like Stormzy.
You know what? Think how broad, like, you know, when you were urban.
I don't look as world music as bad as I do urban, because urban was to take over the word black, because black felt
and
like
this
it
is
was.
How, you see, know, when you mentioned, if you're on like a Senegalese, an Mbango.
No. No, I just traveled the world to play. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know I mean. You know,
can I share something real quick, right?
Because we're arguing right now.
Okay, can I share something? So you were talking about Stormzy. I wrote something, really, just a quick spoken word piece, right? If I can share it. I wrote something because, you know, like when you see the kids doing the trail when they go to school in the mornings? Mm. I don't know if you see them with the bright jackets and they're walking in pairs.
Oh, on school trip.
Yeah, they call it the bus. Like, but in the mornings when they're going, that's like the everyday route. So I wrote this thing, right, called Passing, right? I'll just read it really quickly. Mm-hmm. The heart racing warmth as they're walking in twos. Nick's new tight lace shoes, Alvin's rucksack is huge. Giggled laughs, pavestone trips, funny jokes, gadget pride, Miss Pendergrass confiscates with x-ray eyes. Traffic light patient counts, UV jackets bright, lunch bragging comparisons and eagle eyes. Mr. Olu and Miss Kalawaski are together. I saw them kiss and holding hands. No, you never. Shut up. You shut up. Excuse me, be quiet. You now have to walk as a pair and be silent. The reshuffle's made as the line carries on, with new understanding of what's right and wrong. Bottles are filled up, coats are hung, silent mouths, registration starts with a few things left out. This heartbroken heaviness just walking through. They've nicked his shoelaces, we're thinking of you. Alvin's in a body bag, paved stone as he lies. Miss Pendergrass won't lose the scene from her eyes. The traffic light sirens, UV jacket swift, lunch gagging comparison, neighbourhood sick. Mr. Olu's tired. Miss Kowalski too. Kissed teeth, shaking heads. That's young people for you. Oh, shut up. You shut up. Excuse me, what happened? They're violent and angry. I hear their shout rapping. The cabinet reshuffles and Brexit carry on. No new understanding of what's right or wrong. Bottles are now flying. Coats run, silent mouths. Death registration, name and time written down. So there's no throwback cut. Cute photos, no cocoa butter cheeks. No after school club sharing drinks, eating sweets. No laughing at college. No games night bond matches, no barbershop banter or shape up moustaches, no popcorn, no movies, no gym reps with wet towels, no concerts, no dancing, no new books, not now. No new car with music to show off to bros, no new project celebration or launch, nope. No trips to the tropics, no nature, no culture, no exotic flavour, no jovial waiter, no fufu, no Gary, no quotes on new land, no Ferrari birthday with champagne in hand. There's no wedding speeches or housewarming gifts, no delicate newborn with eyes just like his, no prayer giving thanks for a blessing like this when desensitization is far from a myth.
Lovely. Getting deep there, boy.
That was very nice. But, you know, I think it's just so interesting to always hear the different perspectives from different artists, because I think people who create culture and create music have the ownership over it, and therefore you should name it, kind of thing. So I think that's why it's interesting. And there's nothing wrong with if you.
But we didn't put on the festival, so it's like up to them, isn't it? If they were,
but that's all that I mean about if we're going with an umbrella called World Music. That's a label that has come from people who aren't from those territories that get put in that category, kind of thing. And so that's my only issue with, like, we're having this, and then it becomes a thing of ownership as we have own. And who was it? Who was on the show, an American guest we had here, maybe it was Master Ace or someone, but saying if we start separating rap and hip hop, then we're losing our ownership over rap music, which ultimately we have created this
culture.
Yeah,
but I don't think, like, you know, like a, you know, some folk singer in Brazil I don't think he's going to go there onto the world stage, do it, and then feel like he's lost. When he goes back, he's still the folk singer.
No, it's not about just the festival. It's just about us owning and ownership of our music and our culture and our traditions, you know? So if we're going to let it be slide, like, okay, well, someone come in here and tell us, like, no, it's not hip-hop what you do. What so you when do you, is so when you get urban. I'm going to have to educate them about that and say, well, actually, different. People who have created hip-hop, we call it hip-hop because it's a culture that goes along with this. There's a whole history and a legacy.
I think we know that. I think we already know that.
Yeah, and like, so having umbrellas with, like, urban, that just perpetuates
but we're talking about world
ignorance.
Music. These
no,
are
but
two
I'm saying
different...
a similar situation. Having an umbrella like world music or urban, this allows people to not necessarily have to dig deep and say, oh, so salsa is its own thing. You know,
nah,
oh, tango is
it's
own
nah,
thing. Like
so.
Because we're just going to the world music festival.
I think
you know?
People
and
are,
all black people are the same, whether you're from Senegal or South Africa or the Congo.
So if it's about how you look or how you appeared, if you have Coli Buds, for instance, and he's you know, he's doing reggae, he's doing roots, and then if you've got someone who's doing like proper folk, like there was like Skunk and Nancy were doing rock, so it's like if you don't appear to be like Lisa Stansfield when she was in that group that she was in, I've forgotten the name, before she did all her solo stuff, this is the right time and all that stuff, so she was singing, people thought she was up, she was black, it was like UK soul, because there was a UK soul movement going in times before, and Rick Ashley and all them kind of things, so when people sound a certain way, it should always just only be about the music.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's so much politics within it. And the bottom line is it takes so much energy. It takes so long to put pen to paper, to be in the right mindset, to talk about experiences and what you think and what you feel and bring it to the table and write it and memorize it and record it and get the engineer and the sound and the singers and mix it and the master it and the artwork and all of that just for people to go, yeah, I don't really like it.
That's the game you play when you sign up to be an artist putting out music, but you've put out a fantastic album, Unequivocal. How are you pronouncing
unequivocal.
It?
Unequivocal?
Okay,
yeah.
Not an unequivocal.
Unequivocal, so the vocal is capital V because I'm singing more.
And it's out right now on Tokyo Dawn Records.
It's available now.
Are you going to be hanging out? We've got the open mic still to come up.
Yeah,
we've also
you might
got another
get involved
guest.
Still.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We've also got another guest before we get into the open mic on the way next to speaking to Desert Eagle. Thank you so much, Lyric L, for joining
me.
Us today.
You ain't deep, boy.
We do every week here on Fubar with myself, Sarah.
Bows deep. Head first, bows deep with Mice Diggy.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell I can do with this head. Everything I've done, everything I know. Hey. I don't know what the hell I can do with this head that keeps me up at night, keeps me in my bed. I got suicidal ideation. I tried meditation, I tried medication, I tried changing. I got 3 years clean, 3 years sober, but the devil on my back is screaming so loud it's over. I don't think there's anything to talk about. I don't wanna sit down and talk it out, go into my trauma and fork it out about how mummy wasn't mummy and daddy wasn't daddy, how I never felt part of my family. And if I'm looking at my family now, my granddad's depression was my only fucking hand-me-down. Age 9, mummy and daddy, they ain't married now. And now my old mother is the one that can't stand me now.
Why?
Cause I put her through a lot. And the cleaner that I got, I was crazier from the off.
I don't think you know what it's like to be me. I got pennies for my thoughts. I'm in debt, shit ain't cheap. I've been praying for my sins and I'm dying.
To be here, I almost didn't make it. For years I faked it, raked in money, but I hated how I made it. Coming off tour like I'm famous, but I was just wasted. I gotta give thanks to the brother who gave me the shot, called the prof, but I was all off. Lying to myself that I'm a rock star, but really I was just pressing play for a pop star and hitting drugs hard. Team Green's class clown. I went from town to town, we rock crowds, everybody down. I was a favorite with the fans, but I wasn't respected by the band. So I got more depressed, more stressed. Came off tour to break bread with my friends. Cocaine, new clothes, ounces assessed. Turning up to gigs in a mess, no sleep, heart beating out my chest. I was out of my depth, drinking to my death, praying for my last breath. I've got to do my own thing, this isn't success. I am a drug addict, drugs put me to the test. Like,
I don't think you know,
no, you know
what it's like to be me. I got pennies for my thoughts.
Yes, I do.
I'm in debt.
What were you going to say about world music, Mike?
I love it. I love world music. I love going to the world music stage. I was at a stage in a... Was there a world music stage? When I was at Ziget Festival, and there was these girls... We couldn't work out whether they were
girls,
like...
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, we couldn't work out. They're singing. They had some crazy harmonies. They were doing their sound check, and we couldn't work out whether... I was like, right, it sounds like it could be like some Native Indian shit, but then it sounds like it could be some like...
You don't need to worry about the details. It's just world music. It's all good. But that last
your
cut...
Head. In your head, it is.
That last
some uneducated
cut
look.
was Luke's story, what it's like, formerly known as DJ IQ. You might have seen him spinning for Jest and Professor Green and many more great artists, or producing for many others as well. But he's now turned to into a recording artist with that super honest single, Discussing Life, as many people experience it in the industry. The industry is like a dangerous place if you're not careful, you know. I think there's a lot of bad influences at play there. So I'm appreciating that. And who knows, we'll get him on the show.
If you include that, the industry will fuck you in the ass, man.
Basically, yeah. But still to come, we're going to get into the open mic. Are we going to have time to shout out some of these gigs that are coming
up? Let's do it,
like,
man.
On Tuesday, we've got Kev Brown at Hoxton Square Bar and Kitchen. That's part of his homework tour. Thursday the 20th, Mice, your favourite artist.
Yeah, I love this album, man. What are you talking about? Get Rich or Die Trying? What? I'm not even joking. This is a sick album, man. 50 Cent is going to be at the O2 doing Get Rich or Die Trying. It's the 15th. What? 15th anniversary tour? Does it mean 15 years? Wow, is it that old now?
It is that old.
That's a kid that's about to leave school soon. That's about to go to...
Beatnuts are in town this week. Rodney Plea is performing. Havoc and Big Noid are performing. Hit up the website and all of the details of the gig guide are up there. We're about to get our next guest into the studio before we set off this open mic. So keep it locked. This is FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents...
We're joined now by Fuzzbox. Why have you brought me?
An inflatable pirate's parrot.
I've blown it up.
Is that as much as it blows up?
I'm actually really good at blowing things.
That's quite tight.
Oopsie-daisy.
Well, we've gone around in circles on this, haven't we?
That can't be blown up.
No, I once spent 45 minutes blowing up a paddling pool because I was that determined, because I didn't realise it should have had like an electric pump, and I was not going to give in, and I did it, and it was massive. But so that's what I meant. And I used to play the trombone, and that's all I meant.
Every Monday. Ian Boltzworth. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. We need to add the man-like to that. Ian Boldsworth. This is FUBAR. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mike Stiggy. We're joined with another guest.
I'm relieved to say you made it.
Yeah, we were a bit worried there. The Desert Eagle has landed.
No, forgive me, man. The traffic was crazy on the road.
Traffic schmaffing.
I'm telling you. See, that's why I jump on London Transport every now and again.
Yeah. every now and again, I do the
same
thing.
Make use of the Oyster card, sir. No,
are you taking the piss out of me, Mike?
Huh? With the Oyster card thing?
Just jumping on the track there. TFL.
Jump on the track train.
Sorry. But no, tell us, what's life like, Desert Eagle? Because this isn't the first time you've been to
it's
the
not
show,
the first
but
time.
You now have a new release to actually promote.
Yeah, I've got a new release, In My Blood, the EP.
Talk about the EP, man.
Boy, it's out there now, Spotify, iTunes, and all them digital platforms and that.
Mm.
7 tracks produced by my boy E Hill, start to finish. And I don't really know what else to say other than go get the music, man. Some real hip hop in there.
Yeah, we've been playing the Weed and Hennessy track, man. I love that track.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's like, right, this is a feel good.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do that?
I'll be honest, like, the beat made me do it, man.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? I can't really say nothing else other than that. When we was putting a project together, we had, like, at first it was only 5 tracks. We were happy with it, but felt like there were a couple things missing. Mm. When we spoke about what we felt like was missing, what I felt like was missing, he went and did the magic. He came with that. And you know what I'm saying? And it just felt right. Like you said, it's feel good.
Yeah.
I don't think that, and that's the most feel good tune on the project. So it's like I needed to put something like that on there.
Because you had some mixtapes before this, right?
Mixtape, yeah, I've had a few mixtapes before. The most recent one was the Uncut Raw.
Yeah, that's what you came in for.
Realness and Wordplay. Yeah, that's what I came up here for.
I was enjoying the tunes you had with Alhambra.
Yeah, them tunes. Listen, we still got work to do.
Yes, you have. That's yeah. what I've
big
been
up Alhamra
bated
for real.
Breath over here, waiting to hear man, this big up Al collaboration. Does
no, no, no. We're definitely gonna get into that.
All right, but it's all about E Hill. So he's produced the whole.
E Hill produced the whole project on this one. Yeah,
lovely.
That's heavy, man.
And
he was the one who introduced us to you. Actually, he was saying like, "I've got this guy." Yeah, he did email saying, "Oh, there's a guy." And it was you.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
We weren't sure because maybe you just started working or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But he'd already mentioned for. How did you two link up?
We linked up like I met him at a producer battle.
I've seen. Yeah, what, like jump off or something?
It wasn't jump off though. It was, I don't know who was running it. It was somewhere in East London though.
Mm.
About, I don't know, maybe 18 months ago. Something like that.
Mm.
But that's where I met him. Like I spoke to a few producers that night, whoever I was feeling and that, but. We just clicked and got it on and got to work, and that was that.
Because it was Alhamra who put you on.
How did you
come to link up with him?
Al as well, I think from putting in work, he reached out to me. You get me? He reached out, we spoke, definitely on the same wavelength. You get what I'm saying? And he's definitely got the right flavour of beats.
Yeah.
And all of that. Yeah, so that was how that worked. And it was like, everything's just been organic for me, to be honest. Mm. Been running all over the place.
Very cool.
Yeah, you were out. I see you was out in the States for a bit, innit?
Yeah, I was. I've been there twice this year.
What was you working out there?
I just been. I mean, I won't say I was working, but I was working. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So definitely.
But I saw you with Loaded Lux.
Linked up with Loaded Lux.
So you did a bit of recording Harlem. Out there.
But I did some recording whilst I was out there as well. So there's a few, but more of like, you know, like I'd say like up and coming. It's just like myself, really.
Mm.
There's not no one for me to start. Screaming like, oh, I've done this and that. Mm. But I'm just out there just doing the same thing as I am here or anywhere else that I go, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Trying to make this hip-hop thing that I do go where, as far as it can go.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I'm just making links wherever around the world.
And so the EP In My Blood is out now.
The EP In My Blood is out now. That's what's out now. We're still working on some videos to really actually push it, yeah.
Mm.
One's being edited now and a few more to be shot this week. And it's been mad. When the first thing you asked me is how's life? Life is hectic, I tell you that.
Mm.
It's good to be busy.
Yeah, it is good to be busy, though. I ain't new to it still.
I think this is a good EP to intro you to a lot of people as well. So I think it's a good idea to do more videos off of it.
Definitely. Thank you, though.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then from there, obviously, follow up with some more.
Definitely. You know, I mean, the thing is, the content is crazy at the moment anyway.
Mm.
We've got music, man. Music ain't really the issue. It's just about getting it out there. And having it on enough of a platform for people to be able to know that it's there and access it and pay it, you know what I'm saying?
That's the hard part now.
That's all it is.
People say, oh, it's easy to put out music. Yeah, it's easy to put it out. It's not as easy
but to
let
make
everybody
people
know that it's out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why it's important to come through to shows like this that,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Showcase you and are going to be uploading all this nice video footage of you rapping in the open mic and we're playing your music every week. I wish we had more time to chat with you because I really want the people to hear some of the music from the EP. Are you going to have time to hang out for the open mic as well?
I possibly will have time to hang out enough for the open mic. Open mic's next right now.
Yeah, then we're getting into it right now because we got 20 minutes left of the show.
Yeah,
and we always want to dedicate that to the up and coming MCs.
We got a house full of MCs next door.
Let's do this like then.
That. But this cut that I'm going to play, which is from the In My Blood EP from Desert Eagle, our guest. Thank you so much for coming through to the show. We didn't get you a. Oh no, I did first time now. But let's play the people this.
She's trying to get cussed out for using that again. She's already been getting cussed out for using it too much.
Hey, I think it's nice to show appreciation and applause where it's deserved. But coming up next, the open mic people, Desert Eagle in the house. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Zoning
as I'm blowing cess pre in my lifestyle. Lord God knows my heart is clean, but my life's wild. Pedal to the metal, going into the last mile. Seeing my daughter's faces was the cause of my last smile. Me mugging, I've been bugging, but keep tugging on all these strings and spreading my wings to be something. It just happens to be that I paved my way. Keep cutting, keep fronting like you really thought I wouldn't be nothing. Nigga, you must be crazy, knowing my style wavy, knowing these lines paid me a life of crime made me. The fly rider, high glider, ram rider. Used to the limelight, but pissed I shine brighter. You never heard me when I told you they ain't holding me. Niggas better come and pay the homage that they owe to me. Same time, fuck it, it's fine, I know how to grind. And anytime I spray a rhyme, nobody fuck with mine. The world is mine for the taking, I'ma get it. Life's trying to throw me in the wind, I won't let it. I'm never giving up, I know that I'm destined for greatness. Pissing on the devil, middle fingers to my haters. The world is mine for the taking, I'ma get it. Life's trying to throw me in the wind, I won't let it. I'm never giving up, I know that I'm destined for greatness. Pissing on the devil, middle finger to my haters. Some of the angels look like demons in the place that I stay. Cause any shady council the stakes is the place that I play. If you need it, I'm supplying it. Product of my environment. Money, guns, tugs and drugs is all a requirement. Well, these are just the things we were taught by the ones who came before us on the streets where we walk. Like stay with a walk, less of the talk, watch for the port. No comment in the station, no statement report. Some hearts are as black as tar, some are bright like a star. Some are praying to Jehovah, some are praying to Allah. I started out observing shots and serving the bully swerving. Man was driving Japanese whips as well as Germans. I'd never change a thing about the way that I grew up. From all the hard times to the way that I blew up. And right now my family is still my motivation. I just wanna make my music touch the hearts of all nations. The world is mine for the taking, I'ma get it. Life's trying to throw me in the wind, I won't let it. I'm never giving up, I know that I'm destined for greatness. Pissing on the devil, middle finger to my haters. The world is mine for the taking, I'ma get it. Life's trying to throw me in the wind, I won't let it. I'm never giving up, I know that I'm destined for greatness. Pissing on the devil, middle finger to my haters.
And that was Desert Eagle's track from his EP, In My Blood, The World Is Mine. And if you missed any of our chat with him, you need to rewind, check it again. It's all up there on the website, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And as we do every week, it is that time where we get into some serious open mic business. And my goodness, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 MCs in the house.
Yeah.
Who we got in the building? Let's go from left to right. Let's go around here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it's Flabs, Mr. Flabbadabadoo.
Yeah.
One part of the Dusty Stragglers. But we've got the other two here as well.
Do we have a Dusty Stragglers?
Yeah.
Who Kasky, else? Dusty Stragglers.
Kasky. Who else we got?
Yo, Wagwan is Man State from the dirty West London.
Oh, man.
You done,
bro. Bro, you tied up all the hair, man. I was looking for the afro, bro.
Just let the dress do what they want, you know?
Yeah,
all right, who else we got? Is anyone mentioning their names?
Who didn't introduce
XP from West Yorkshire. How you doing? All right.
Where in West Yorkshire?
Man. Leeds, man.
Hey!
All right, let's get into this open mic because there's, you know what I mean? We got six MCs in here. Lyricale's involved as well.
Yep, like old style.
All right, you lot, don't be afraid to pull the mic to you, yeah? And let's just have some fun here. Who we got on the beat?
So this week on the beat, we have Messiah Kato. And are you guys ready to rock?
Yeah, ready. Yeah. Born ready.
Shout out to Cousin Joe, locked in. Flabba dabba do, you gonna set it off for us, yeah?
Of course I am, of course I am. Naturally, Dusty Stragglers. Yeah. Look.
I'm so pissed off with all these rappers acting Rick Ross, but no belly ready for the big spot. Whilst I'm making Slipknot fans cover spot with Stan screw facing like they just not a stink bomb. I kid not. Christmas Day baby, modern Jesus, born 80s wavy, been an alcoholic since a fetus. An ounce of logic smoked out with my pouch of chronic. That's countless toxins invading the plane. House you're boxed in, I'm lost in a Mad Hatter's world of a wonderland. Dracula fangs hang, hammered like a thunder man. My younger clan will have your missus pipe like a plumber's van. My underhand tactics turn whackness to
the running man. Cheerio, on your own flow, hold like Cheerio, that's cereal biters. Get exposed like some open-toed shoes. Bruised vocal tone left by the flu. In the booth, my truth, serum found a home. Living in my microphone.
Way over the pessimist purgatory. Welcome in any critic, different day, same story. Let the smart esoteric niche gravitate towards me while I salivate off strawberry, herbal, medicinary. Reminisce acidic flashbacks. The trips are scary as a young man. But now I'm nearing 30, nearly 27. And all these faces tried to fool me, yet I never let them. There's no passing the same glasses with the venom in them. Mixing with the fleeing and chilling. Getting bitten with them, inhibit the lesson. Strict disposition, present intuition to suck. Setting up the past vacant, doesn't make sense. They spent wondering where their days went. Drain like the E and J spilling out on the pavement. Disassociation, miscommunication. Strangers getting stranger, needing rehabilitation. In order to function in society's enslavement and make it out.
Sweet sorted sorcery, avoiding my morbid misery. Smoking potency, cold as Nordics is when walking city streets. I'm deep in contemplation, dodging sheep in close formation. In the sleeping deformation, anger saturates my patience. Blood contamination from chemical agents. The time's changing, but the scene ain't aging. No longer engaging, just a wider form of mental enslavement. The system is a pyramid scheme, built for fat cats with frivolous dreams. Showing what indifference means. This overture brings up pure and has no cure. My mind's floating, like Syrian bodies or British shorelines. Show raw, refined syncopation. Brains ticking like a metronome. Got the mic up, it's looking for a megaphone. I was raised in the Sega home, so I played the game well. Raise hell when I step in zones. Don't believe a word you say, even if it's etched in stone.
Yo. I went on a stag do to London the other year. £5.50 for a mother chuffing beer. I was broke by the first night. London's so super. Plus my mate had his phone nicked by some guy on a scooter. How the hell do people manage? Polish, English and Spanish, African, Hispanic, Asian, Danish, Islamic. To buy a property in Zone 4 is like 3 times the cost of a flat in central Bradford. See why I'm lost? The local spa selling orange juice a couple quid more than any place in the north. And I just can't ignore. I walk in and look to buy some stuff, then walk out. Cause I'd rather go hungry and thirsty than fork out. So chuff London, chuff capital cities. People gravitate towards them. And it's a pity the streets are paved with gold directly from your wallet. But there are more opportunities here. Oh, stop it.
Puffin' on H, sip on Bacardi. Hands off the brakes, your wife start the party. I fuck a bitch and B, she gives me that permission. Cause she knows my steez, hardcore, mean condition. Illa flows, I spit those, don't miss them. Paralyzed foes, shine bright like a prism. Pyramid, these silly kids, I be slapping them, platinum them. Caught diarrhea, then I shout on them. Much to discuss, I spit on these mics in sight fights and such. Rolling outside, let's try find some Dutch. Take flight, roll it up, taste nice, blowing up. We be getting high, fuck it. Heads, I touch them, fatal bars cause concussions. I be eating MCs up, can't do me nothing. While I'm smoking my greens up, I see your man's bluffing. Gagging up, looking like he had enough. Battered up, so dap it up. I be rad as fuck, drop the flow like tic-tac-toe. Your wife be swagging up, but my man's on deck. Got my bitch on the side, watch his creep through, nigga, then slide.
Yo, I goes aloud like drunk folks on night buses, minus and pluses, trying to calculate my cusses, discusses, all transformed into discussion. Like unfrustrated natives played like percussion instruments, insolence is not accepted. Up to this day, fake MCs still get rejected. The freestyle from the F, the R, the U, B, the A, I spelled it wrong, but up my chest and manifest, and yes, it's blessed. Why? Why? Because it's my Stiggy and who Sarah love. And if you don't know, the lyric health fits like a glove. We've got 6 mans and 1 female and 1 empress. If you don't know, it's blessed. Lyric health, you're the test.
Over the hedge, ahead of all the traitors, contemplating on the fence, on hold of a strong defense. I'm living on the edge, on the side of skyscrapers, fighting vertigo, my mind vacant from the night's dangers. The burning soul lights up the flashbacks, my focal lens intrinsic to the trending topic, shots fired out my backpack. Optic eluding reality, toxic fumes of a salary, confusing the euphoric feeling with that of a tragedy. No battery, challenges dead, tank running on empty. Fact of party in my head, banished into a frenzy. Banished ghosts of past lives, dark times, left bigger black heart, Cupid's blunt arrow but sharp mind, harsh cries, gambled lives on scratch cards and horse races. Days of greyhound, pried down into short statements, ignored faces, become enemies and envy neighbours, fallen traces in a desperate need of trading.
My brain's flooded but it ain't mudded, liquid courage in my stomach, plus I'm blunted, confronted myself. Look me in the mirror, never shuddered, even though I saw another face. I never taste of it, shade logic, we...
narrow-minded, containing the chaotic. Remove microscopic germs, no antibiotics. Prophesize, conjuring an economic rise. Entrepreneurial fly guys, hands in all the pliers. Yeah, it's time to see if times will change. Still I'm unsure of it. Dipping with 5G's or psilocybin, start exploring ish. Can't see the beginning or the end to where the border is. All I'm saying is consciousness, nothing like you thought it was. Damn, I'm tripping, highly contemplating what is freedom in a stubborn land full of resources. You never see them though. All you see is propaganda streaming through your video. We're getting top sources from ex office officio.
We knock the hand straight off the face of it. I'm lost in the days of the rave and the calendar has been erased and I'm lit. You could be a brave or never slave or dig an early grave, but it seems we found another way. Levitating, spectating on hysteria, you made orchestrating events in the fade, orchestrating common sense in the trade. It's just for those that love living in lunacy, glove fitting and foolish DJ to greed, feeding the fiendish need to die and breed. Yo. I spit the lead stuff super fly. These days YouTube decides who survives. How many views and likes on your latest upload of useless shite. Just make sure the video directors do it right. Doesn't even matter what the music's like. It's suicide to choose a mic and not think what your tune looks like. After all, it's too hard to take in all the words. When was the last time your favorite rapper made a proper verse? People need to force feed their eyes before their ears. Beauty was once more than skin deep, now that's all there is. And underneath an ugly bitch who leaves before you met her. Few weeks later you try and think back and can't remember. So what was number one a month ago? Just another bloke or woman who was humming nothing but a bunch of smoke. And you wonder why the fruit of UK talent couldn't show. Cause there's so many words in a way the sun just doesn't show.
Terrorizing crews, diabolical schemes. While you're sleeping on the news, I'm plotting wonderful dreams. Dangerous MCs at large, flying out of hell, rocket then squeeze I charge. I'll be looking swell, blood skein. Mugging my team, you're getting cream. Time to puff green, fucking obscene, know what I mean? On point just like a missile, underground legit, shit's official. Fuck around, bitches wanna snuff me out. So declare I refuse. Watch me bust shit, not in a chick, that's weak news. Don't need no baby, shady slags might try and trap me. It's proper Aggie, coughing shit up just like it's acne. Cause honey, start loving my glorious dick. Yes, I'm bound to keep on puffing, luxurious pip. Can you imagine? I'm puffing greasy, you can't fathom. Niggas wanna grab my feces and chuck it at them. The dirty spasm, bitches love to orgasm. Making bitches' heads explode, wreck them hoes. Watch it while you bank them flows. Clock the formula, even the girl's best friend knows I'm black and large.
Yo, Lyricale, come clean that up.
It's Lyricale with his skill that's dropping. 2020 votes appear shocking. There's no stopping me, there's no stopping. You want the girl up on the microphone with skill. Whoa, whoa, it's like this, it's like that. I didn't hear the beat before, but I keep it sharp like a matador. You can't ignore I came through the door. Said some big up to the guy, then took the picture, but he went to the bathroom. Back to the point like a decimal. Lyrical hit just like a vessel. It's gonna be freestyle, do well, learn a lesson. Otherwise, sit back, relax, let yourself go. Head to toe with the flow, Lyrical, you don't know. Yo, back to the beat, the track, the lyrical attack, the verbal format, you can never ignore that, right? Yes, yes. If I'm gonna pass it to him, gonna make it nice, so he can just slide with the vibe.
Yo, flabberdabber, well got, well cut from a different cloth, never miss a spot to shine. Nine lives gone to time, hands moonwalk on water, awkward offer with the jaws to swing your small portions when I'm begging orders. Prigger's fallen to my appetite, my bark means I have to bite all you pricks with one pussy, hermaphrodite. I got cats to fight, biting my flow, and knowing me though, but bake a sour batch, these ratchet clack stamp blowfish like a puffer, deep cover shyness in effect, nutter originates from the noose, a tiger my neck. Look, check your mates, tape deck, I'm crown king, strays left up on the floor, but built to scatter, can still get finger dust, chances falling heartless to a mermaid soldier dance.
Outlaws, outlandish outbursts,
still brandish,
busty referee like Mad Max, and if you fell from heaven, there's no trampoline, no wide mattress.
Soul candy, catching bodies in your boss's lobby, stick them like a catfish, no whack shit round here.
We're sticking to the regiment,
it's the revenant,
beheading them effortless, no evidence.
Through the science while we scope the elements,
reflection is time better spent,
flagging hide, ignoring that we're heaven sent.
Evaluating what you thought it was to represent.
Exaggerating, oversaturating content.
It's nonsense, nonsensical with every word.
Used to speak an empty verb.
Big worms act like birds, then curl them in like ratchet purrs.
Stuff them like a taxiderm.
Lift them like a taxi firm.
Where they land is unconfirmed.
No concern.
Wait your turn.
You've been bonic Germany, you're spinning like supersonic.
Euphonics if you wait on it, brute honest.
There's no logic, got a space comet, no comma, so on it, go for it.
Run for it, go for it.
Stragglers, nah, 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 nah.
That's the stragglers, right?
West Yorkshire in the house.
Yo, hip hop show, bruh.
I'm out serving for that pound sterling, backed by a found 13 figure debt. How certain are your sound earnings? Profit in the hands of the foul vermin, the only ones to benefit from the Dow downturning. We're just some clowns working with profound patience, workers into the ground to make their foundations. Use the Caymans for their account placements, tax havens to profit, the rest of us bounce payments. And our wages freeze while inflation rises, costs of everyday increase, and their great advice is wrap up warm and turn the heating off, while MPs are passing laws to put their wages up and sneaking off. It pees me off, the leaders of the people need pay increases, but the people they're leaders of need feeding, they're seeing squat. What does feeding cost? 30 grand a year, pubs are closing, 35% tax on beer. As a pacifist, I can't snack on fear. Around this time, the V for Vendetta, Guy Fawkes mask appears, and we stand to clash against the Cavaliers, doing their bit to protect the elite few who have careers. We can stand the change, but who will make the change? Labour, Lib Dem, with them it'll stay the same. Don't get me started on the right wing, matey cakes, choose either wage slavery or the great escape.
I pierce these pussies just like a javelin, smug the way I creep up inside like man's trafficking. Got my eyes glazed up, my man's traveling, ingested with speed plus weed, a couple aspirins, like a junkie living high as hell. Plus I'm feeling proper dirty, so I might as well pump poison to my brain, smack my bitch up. If you're a clean freak, man, we'll fuck your whole shit up. Got buckets of fifth grade and broccoli, properly scrubbing out smoke stains, shocking me, constantly snorting up cocaine. Honestly, I've never been the same since they fucked the myelobotomy. Cruising round without no slightest clue, how my body old is banging and my mind is screwed. Hygiene starts to quickly drop, I'm tipsy, what? Smelling like a wretched sket, pixie lot. Phased out my mind, nigga, rock that stench. Scrubbing my behind, time to rock that stench. Scrubbing my behind, I'ma rock that stench. Madman stay by the rock that stench, smoked out. This is the most stoned I've ever been. 17 failure attempts made at getting clean from methazine, yakking up puke. Yo, I set the scene, a wretched cokehead slut. Call me Cara Delevingne. I'm back in the girt, right? Bagging up, looks nice, gagging up. Gotta be swagging up. You know, Zay is rocking in the cypher, chilling out on the bench, drunk with a side of what?
It's a cypher right here. Lyric, yo, you gotta try clean that up. You wanna try clean that one up?
I don't even really know what to say. Oh, I don't really know what to say, so I'll just keep it vibing. I'm just gonna keep it vibing.
That's the open mic right there, man. All you MCs, if you want to get involved, make sure you can really MC though. You see what the fuck happened there, yeah? Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com. And make sure the subject says open mic. And all you got to do is send a link to like a YouTube or SoundCloud. Don't be sending all these other weird ass links, Spotify, whatever. Just send us a link to a SoundCloud or YouTube so we can check you out and hit you back. If you're a producer, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. And you send us 4 1-minute snippets separately of your best beats. And we'll get back to you bitches. And you bitches, because we don't discriminate none of you. Hey, you lot killed that open mic, boy. Shout out to Messiah K.O. on the beat. We had the Dusty Stragglers, Flabs, Silver Grey, Kasky. We also had Madman State, EXP, Lyric-L got involved. This was crazy.
And I do have to say, I do remember last time you were here, Flabs, where someone emailed and said, but does Flabs have abs? Does Flabs have abs?
No.
Oh. They call me Flabs for a reason.
That's kind of a weird question, isn't it?
But I liked it. And I love the boasting, the male boasting. Normally, I think it's like the people getting the least action do the most boasting, isn't it?
Oh, man. Wow. Yo, when you coming back, man? hey, look,
no,
this is what
it.
I love about
it. I loved it.
This is what I love about this shit. And the reason why we love doing this open mic is because we can get all these different styles in one room,
rock it on
the same beat, but give you all these different energies off the same beat. You know what I mean? Man. So we appreciate you, mother lovers. So hit that clap button, you won't get sacked for this one.
I want to stop so everyone can hear the claps. Properly hear the claps. Now, thank you so much, all of you, for coming through to the show.
So just going around quickly, how can we get hold of you lot? Shout out your tags or whatever's out at the moment.
Yeah, we just released the EP on Monday, The Strangest Neighbours. Dusty Stragglers on anything.
Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, Instagram, everything.
We're going to have to get you back.
But you're going to be back soon to talk about the new project with us, aren't
definitely,
you?
Yeah
so right, hold tight because right, Dusty good. Stragglers are going to be rolling through.
Good, man. Yo, you can check for me at madman_state on Instagram. I've got my singles coming out soon on Spotify real soon. In the meantime, go to soundcloud.com/madman_state. And the YouTube channel's all in the links. It's all their music videos.
Bruv, we got to get you back.
Ask your mate's girlfriend. Yo, She's got all the info.
By all means. Yeah. We got to get you back so we can get to the bottom of this. What the hell's going on here in the Madman State?
I'm down.
All right, Lyric L, how can we get hold of you?
TokyoDawn.com/LyricL. So Lyric L, LyricL. No ill tweet when I'm on Twitter, Instagram. That's it. Keep
all
it going.
EXP, how we get hold of you?
XP or Ben on Twitter. That's it. You'll find me.
Silver Great, everything Caskey and Flab said, everything about that.
Thank you guys, that was so lovely having you all here with us today. Make sure you join us. Me and Mice are back next that Monday, 4 p.m. You miss anything, you can listen back. Download foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Up next, you have Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville taking care of you right here on Foobar Radio. But I'm going to leave you something. Is this world music? I wonder. Lee Scott, brand new from him. It's called Why Don't You Make Songs Specifically For Me? Bitch.
Why you doing this? Think about me. Why am I not in your mind when you're writing rhymes? Even though you've never met me and you never will. If you ain't specifically making shit for me, what do you expect? Something like respect? I want hardcore, not this over shit. Why you making music for the love of it? Have a happy life, man. You just lost a 90 wife, fine. Now you don't claim, rock a gold chain. What am I, you forgotten old flame? I preferred you in your old wardrobe. I don't listen to you no more, though. Ever since you started learning more, though. Rocking different beats and wearing more love. I just wanna see you in a lessy clothes. Smoking weed and beheading hoes. All you do is rap about signs. Even though you've never rapped about signs. Why you doing this? Think about me. Why am I not in your mind when you're writing rhymes?
Why?
Even though you've never met me and you never will. What the fuck does he think he's doing? This ain't the reason why we listen to him. I don't want experimental instrumentals.
No, what's the dull and weird flow? I don't wanna hear though.
Please, please, I'm begging you on me knees. Don't do what you wanna do. Stupid, do what I want you to. In a way, I guess I think I own you. I've been following your shit since 02. It's deceiving rap, where's premiere rap? I just want that old school classic feeling back. Give me beef or not, no, whatever this is. I don't understand it, so I guess I'll diss it. Why you doing this? Think about me. Why am I not in your mind when you're writing rhymes? Even though you've never met me and you never will.
Why you doing this? Think about me.